Bye. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
Bye.
Welcome to the dumbest part of your day.
Bing bang.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
I wouldn't go out of my way to kill it, but like, you know, a little tiny goldfish in a bowl, they don't live long, right?
Oh, I'd
feed it every day. I would do what you need to do, and that would be the end of it. When it dies, it dies.
That's right, Ivan Drago. I agree with you.
That's right. If he dies, he dies.
Right.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Shut up, Ted!
5 minute delays with Leanna Ray.
You guys like Bjork?
And random sounds from the internet.
Yes, sir! He's shavakadoo!
You want a shot? The guy is drunk!
Watch your profanity.
Would you not eat my pants?
Ah!
This is Man and Bone.
Happy Friday! Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
We have Degenerate T-Bone coming up at 4:48. Tool of the week in the 5 o'clock hour. Send in your Twitter tools now, at manandbone971, your chance to win fabulous prizes. And as we speak, we're going to do all 3 hours today.
Yeah.
On the start of English Premier League football.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just started. My team against Teddy's team.
How about that?
I'm on Gunners. Let's go.
Teddy's team, Arsenal, looks like they put a red sock in with their laundry.
Yeah, they have a pink. They have a pink jersey.
What happened there?
That's their alternate. Their away. Their change uniform. So yeah, that's nice. And then your Crystal Palace.
Yes, Crystal Palace. Let's go. Big year for Palace this year, Bone.
You think so?
Yes.
You gonna get it done? How's Patrick Vieira doing as the manager?
Meredith Vieira's doing fantastic. I've always had a thing for her.
Yeah, you know what? I have, too. She's all right.
I think she's up there now, Bone.
You know what, though?
We're picturing her from 20 years ago. I think she's
I'm gonna see what Mara's
having
doing
somebody
right
wipe
now.
Her ass at this point.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to say she needs some assistance.
She can't be that
She's got
old.
A home health care worker.
I'm going to say she's barely in her 60s.
Meredith Vieira?
Yeah.
I'm saying she's at least 70. At least 70 years old.
All right,
old.
She's 68. All so right. Not barely in her 60s. You know what? I'd still shoot my shot. How's
you
it
would?
Going? Yeah, why not?
All right. She always had a, you know, an older. Yeah, that's enough of that.
All right, good. I like. Here's
I
what
like
did
to
it
work
for me.
My way into the getting fired. I don't want to do it in the first segment.
Here's what did it for me with her: the glasses. Like she would she had the little bit of a. I was going to say like, you know,
sexy librarian thing.
Yeah. Right. Right. Where I feel like I would ask her for a book and she would be like, "I'm not sure where that is, but." Let me grab your hand here, and I'll take you back to the back, and we'll show you what's going on in the back
take
of
you
the library.
The private stock.
But then, disappointingly, I would get there, and it's just reference books, and she's like, actually, look in here. It should tell you. Now, I'll see you later.
Browns plan to play Deshaun Watson in the preseason.
Yeah.
They open against the Jags next Friday. Reports circulating about the suspension deal that he turned down from the NFL. We had heard about this before the ruling even took place, that this was on the table, a 12-game suspension. The NFL, of course, was going for an indefinite suspension of at least 1 year. They apparently went to Deshaun Watson's people and the PA and said, here is our settlement offer, 12 games, and the fine would also be $8 to $10 million. And he turned that down.
So, well, go ahead. I didn't mean
no,
to
No, I was going to say, now it looks like with this appeal process and, you know, Roger Goodell essentially taking advantage of the power that he was given by the players. As icky as I think all of this is, you have a system, you appointed a judge, the judge ruled. I still can't believe the Players Association signed a CBA where this is possible, where Roger Goodell could just look at it and say, nope, didn't get the punishment I want, do over. But that's what's happened. It looks like best case scenario now. Best case scenario is a 12-game suspension.
Well, right. I mean, I think that's an easy leap to make in logic to say, this is what Roger Goodell and the NFL thought was appropriate from the start. That's why they offered it to him. He said, no, thanks. I'm going to go through the process. I always wonder, because I don't think Roger Goodell, as much as I don't like a lot of things that Roger Goodell does, I don't think he's stupid. You know, I think there
are. I don't think he's stupid.
I think there are things that he does sometimes that seem stupid, and that's because the owners want him to do it. And that's kind of what I thought here a little bit was, do the owners just, do they want him to throw out their entire CBA process that was all bargained for? Presumably they put that in there to say, look, players, we are being fair. We're not being just, we're not going to railroad you the first time you come to us and have an issue and you might get suspended. We're going to abide by this process. And one of the first chances he has to prove, all right, we're going to respect the independent arbiter and we're going to actually have this process be legit, he throws it all out the window. And I thought maybe he's doing that because he's trying, or the owners rather, are sending a message to the Haslams to say, you're stupid and we're going to destroy you for this. We're going to mess with you as much as we can. Maybe that is it. But now I'm starting to wonder if perhaps Roger Goodell is doing this because, and the owners too, are saying, hey, we plan on offering settlements to players before arbitration when you have a punishment, right? We are planning to do that going forward. And if we offer you a settlement, you better take it. Because if you don't,
yeah,
we may do something worse, like a year suspension. Or maybe it won't be that, but maybe the money is even higher than this $10 million. Now, all these numbers we've heard, like around 12 games and $10 million, I mean, we already got six. So you would assume if they're appealing this, they're not throwing this whole process out to get two more games for them, right?
I would think that.
They're doing this because they want to get a significant monetary penalty and probably at least double the games, would be my guess, uneducated as it is. But I wonder if it's not also to say, next time we offer settlements to you as a player, you better take it, because look what happened to Deshaun Watson. He didn't take their settlement and he got a worse punishment, because they can just do that with the CBA.
I am so sick of talking about this.
Oh, I am too, man. Trust me.
This. It's been so long. When did they sign him? When was that? Or trade for him and then sign him?
March?
Yeah, it March was or April? Back in March. Or,
it was a while ago.
It seems like 11 years ago. I'm just so tired of it. By the way, you can't script this. The city of Cleveland is playing host to the American Massage Therapists annual convention later this month. Michael Phelps is going to be the keynote speaker.
That music for the unfortunate
not for Michael
timing.
Phelps.
Yes, not for Michael Phelps.
No, but I'm just saying, like this union, American Massage Therapists group, they have come out on multiple occasions against Deshaun Watson.
Well, you know why? I'm guessing. I don't know anything about massage therapy other than I've had massages occasionally and they feel fine. But I would guess that massage therapists, and especially people who join this organization, are saying there are a lot of stigmas about our profession that persist, right? Through people, when someone says, oh, I went to a massage parlor, you know, and it's like, oh, did you, huh? What happened there? Like all those jokes to get made, those people actually do this for a living and they're saying that's not what I do. I went to school to learn how to do this. There's no improprieties going on. And then one of the biggest stories of the NFL offseason basically says Deshaun Watson thought it was okay to ask everybody who gave him a massage to have sex with him. And half the NFL like fan base is like, yeah, it totally makes sense. Doesn't everybody do that? So I could see why the massage therapy people would be outraged and say, that's not what we do. We actually just try to do medical treatments on your muscles to help them feel better, you dopes.
I'm surprised they didn't move the convention, quite honestly. And the reason I brought up Michael Phelps as the keynote speaker, because when I first read this, it's like, well, I don't know how many, you know, American massage, therapeutic massage groups there are. This could be five people at a folding table.
Well, yeah, it's obviously not.
It's not. You've got thousands of people.
If you're getting Michael Phelps to come out and speak, you're right.
Right, yeah. And Michael Phelps is there, I assume, to talk about the benefits of therapeutic massage.
And I assume he's probably going to bring up cupping. You remember that?
He will. Yes, I'm sure he will bring up cupping.
I will never forget the first time, because that was the first time I had understood that was a technique that was used in massage therapy, is where they'll, like, if you've not seen that, where they take a little glass cup, more or less, and they put some substance on your skin, I want to say, and then there's a heating element that goes in there where they light a little match, and then that causes...
There's a vacuum quality to
it. A vacuum to form, and it suctions this cup to your skin, and then that pulls the blood up to the surface, and I guess it helps with, I don't know, relieving pain or something. But remember when he would like hop in the pool, and you would see like 18 dots all
over
his shoulders.
Well, that's the first time we ever saw anything like that. So a lot of people had to look up what the hell was going on. But you're right. The Olympic swimmers, you'll see the markings, the circular markings on their body.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm guessing everyone does that because it helps. But the first time I saw that, I thought, what happened to him? Did he get sick? Does he have, like, I don't know, smallpox or something? I didn't know what was going on.
All of them had it.
Yes. And then you saw very quickly it was all over the place. But yeah, I am guessing that massage therapist group, they would be the worst group to have in that city, right? It's not just people who have worked in the industry. It's probably one of the leading groups in that industry who have fought against all these stereotypes about massage, which are horrible and wrong. And now you have the face of the other side of that. One of the guys who has perpetuated the idea that you go to a massage to ask for sex. And the NFL team is basically like, yeah, it's cool. We don't care. You can throw touchdowns. It's a PR nightmare, right? Like, and the Browns, I'm sure, horrified by all this too, even though not horrified enough to not have him on your team. It's just terrible timing for them because now that keeps the issue front and center in Cleveland.
Oddly enough, though, at the massage therapist annual convention, everybody shows up dressed like Yoda or a Star Wars character. like Comic-Con.
Right. It's Massage Con, but the con part is all they focus on.
Well, I mean, if you're going to gather, why can't you have fun when you gather?
That's right. You should dress up. I'll tell you what. If I walked into a massage session,
yeah,
and somebody who was the size and shape of Yoda was there to do a massage, I would say, well, I'm in the master's hands right now. I'm going to let that happen.
What if Meredith Vieira was there?
Oh, well,
to do your massage,
I would hope that no, that wouldn't happen. How dare you? What would happen is my first question would be, when did you take up this profession? Because I was not aware you were doing this type of thing, but are you licensed? Are you good at this?
Meredith Vieira is good at everything.
That's true. She is.
News. Who wants to be a millionaire?
That's right.
She's done it all.
American treasure, Meredith Vieira.
That's right. Dick Mashiter, Ford fan poll. Turn this music off. I can't concentrate. Dick Morch Mashiter, Ford fan poll. Which of the following sports events would you most like to attend? Final Four, Olympics, Super Bowl, World Cup. I've been to a Final Four. I have no desire to do it again, unless the Buckeyes are playing in it. Super Bowl I've been to. I have no desire to do it again, even if my favorite team is playing in it. Olympics, I don't know, I guess. It depends on what event it is. Like, Medal Night with the swimming? Maybe.
Yeah, right. That'd be pretty cool.
I would do that. Like, opening, closing ceremonies? No, I don't care.
You know what mine would be.
You know, if I had to choose, though, it would probably be the World Cup.
Yeah,
I've never been to a World Cup game.
Well, I think that would be awesome. I plan on, 4 years from now when it comes here, I want to take like 2 weeks off and go.
Oh, I know. I know you're going to be useless.
I don't just want to go to the U.S. national team games, though that would be a thrill to get to go to one of those. I'll go to any of them. Like, I want to experience all the different cultures and people that will be traveling to the U.S. to watch these games. Yeah. Now, do I necessarily want to go to Qatar for that? No, but that's because I'm not a big fan of the location and some of the rules they're going to have in place. I don't like that. But no, if I could just pick a random event, it would definitely be World Cup.
Nobody believes in Tom Brady. Details next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for slowdowns on I-71 southbound at Weber Road. An accident blocking the right shoulder, causing some heavy backups. You'll also find an accident blocking the left lane of Route 315 northbound after Bethel Road. Emergency crews on scene. Please use extra caution. This traffic report is sponsored by BP. When you sign up for BP Me Rewards, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of gas every time at BP and Amica stations. To go on, to reach yourself, download BP Me Rewards and start saving today. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I looked down in the shower today and saw that my genitals are still living inside me. That means winter is still here. Too much information? Too bad. I promise I'll never talk about my hibernating dong again. If you call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure it's as warm as you want. Maybe even your cash and prizes will be so comfortable they'll pop out and say hello. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Objects in radio may be dumber than they appear. This is Man and Bone.
Gonna take some gasoline, burn her house down.
You know, Tom Brady's 45.
Yeah.
And we've been waiting for this guy to jump the shark for the last 8 years, probably, right?
Yep.
And it hasn't happened so far. Eventually it will. But the bettors at Caesars Sportsbook think that this is going to be the year. Well, maybe not necessarily that he takes a crap, but they're not predicting a very good season for Tampa Bay. So the Buccaneers win total, over-under win total at Caesars is 11.5. According to the Caesars people, 87.8% of the action on that line has been the under.
Wow. You know what, though? I get it, because the argument with Tom Brady is always, well, he's going to fall off at some point. And then people like you and me who do this for a living will say, yeah, but it hasn't happened yet. So it's not like, I mean, we all know it will happen. But every time we predict against this guy, he goes out and, you know, defies the odds more or less. But, you know, there will come a time where someone will be right on that. If you say it every single year, eventually he can't play forever.
No, well, and if you listen to him now, you know, he's not even pretending that he's going to play much longer. I'm surprised he came back. I really am. He retired. I think maybe he was taken by surprise how little he had in his life that interested him. But if you listen to him now, he says pretty much every single time he opens his mouth, yeah, you know, it's not as easy as it used to be. You know, it's not going to last forever and blah. He's almost in that mindset now.
Right.
Where in years past, before the season, it was him going on Instagram saying, I'm just as fast now as I was at the combine.
Right.
Watch me. Look how far I can throw this ball right now. You haven't seen any of that this offseason.
No, he feels like, I mean, again, I'm just guessing, looking from the outside in, how I would feel if I were in his shoes. It almost feels like he got out of it for a hot second, thought, no, I missed this. It's unfamiliar territory, right? Not having something to do in the offseason, not getting ready for the next thing. He's in his adult life, he's never done that, right? Ever since he was in junior high or earlier, he was preparing for football season. Now he doesn't have to. As a 45-year-old man, it probably terrified him. He jumped back into what was familiar. And I'm guessing now, if you could get him to give the truth, he would say, yeah, I regret doing this, and I only have one more year in me. I'm not going to tell anybody that yet, but
why he's got the broadcast thing lined up.
Right. I've got to psych myself into another year because I committed to it and I'm not backing out of it. That would be horrible, right, for everyone involved. I would tarnish his legacy almost irreparably and irreparably.
That's
the other word you could use.
Who cares? Anyway, just say it with confidence.
The point is, I bet he is sitting there thinking, he's trying to convince himself he doesn't feel that way. But by the time December, January rolls around, even if they're in the playoff hunt, he probably will have it settled in his mind. Okay, I did that once. I'm not doing it again. I'm retiring, and it will be a firm retirement this time. And I know now I've got something else to do. Last time he didn't have anything lined up. Now he does.
To put it in perspective, I don't know why I have to convince you that Tom Brady's good. I mean, the guy's won seven Super Bowls. He's the greatest of all time. But he's had 21 seasons as a starting quarterback. How many of those 21 seasons did he win 12 or more games? Now, last year, of course, was the first time that it was a 17-game season. But for every other year, 16-game season, 21 years as a starter, how many times did he win 12 or more games?
I mean, I'm guessing like 18 of them?
14 times. Oh, I thought I was going to boggle your mind with 14.
Well, it's still good.
Well, of course it's still good.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like,
who wouldn't sign up for a 12-4 back when it was a 16-game season every single year for their team?
Right. Anybody would, man. Tom Brady is, yes, unfortunately, as much as I don't like to admit it because I'm not a huge fan of his, he is the greatest we've ever seen play this game.
At this point, is there anybody you're really super, like, if Peyton Manning had won seven Super Bowls, would you be thrilled with him too?
No.
Unless you're rooting for a guy, you're jealous of the greatness. And with Tom Brady, there's a little extra there because he's a Michigan guy. I understand that.
I'm trying to think even of who the guys are in sports that I'm, like, the persons, you know, a singular person that I'm rooting for. One would be, I guess, in basketball. I do like John Morant. I'm rooting for him to be an all-time
great. John Morant's a relatively young player. He's got a long time to disappoint you.
Yeah, that's
right. I'm sure
he
will.
He probably will. But I'm just saying, yeah, I'll try to think of other ones. Ted, do you have any players that you're rooting for at this stage in life? Like, I have one I can readily think of.
I mean, the way it usually goes, if they're super great and they don't play for your team, you're just jealous and bitter that this person didn't play for your team.
Are you talking about guys that aren't on your team?
Yes, not on your team.
Okay. You have a bunch of guys on your team you're rooting for, obviously.
Because like the guy I think it was like Joey Votto. I root for him, but he's on my team.
Yes, right. Yeah, I'm just saying. That's the thing when I was a kid, I used to watch other teams and go, like when I was a kid, Barry Sanders. I didn't root for the Lions, but I thought Barry Sanders, I hope he keeps being awesome and I hope he wins something. If my team can't and they couldn't, then I would hope he would. I don't have a lot of those guys anymore. I don't know why that is.
I'm trying to think who, if there's anybody I was like that with. I mean, there were players I admired, players that I wished were on my team.
Not players I wanted over my own expense, right? But just guys that I watched from afar and admired and said, that dude's really talented.
The only guys, you know, for me would be, I mean, I know you guys don't believe in this a lot of times, but rooting for Ohio State guys in the pros.
No, but he was your guy.
I'm saying that doesn't even count because you had the affinity at some point.
At one point, that doesn't even count.
I'm rooting for Justin Fields.
I was thinking of him.
Of course. Yeah. I'm rooting for him to, because I kind of feel like he's gotten screwed over by narratives and I hate that, right? I hate when guys just get right out of the gate. It's like, is that his fault? I don't know. But I don't always root for every Ohio State player ever that goes on. I am rooting for him. But again, yeah. I rooted for him here. That's why. I'll probably root for C.J. Stroud when he leaves, depending on what his situation is, where he goes. I'll probably root for him to do well and kind of disprove that narrative.
Bone, the trading card business is hot money.
Another Honus Wagner,
T206 baseball card has just sold at auction. For $7.25 million.
Good Lord.
Honas played in the early part of the 20th century. He was born, I want to say, in 1870-something, 60-something.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, you'd have to if he's playing early 1900s.
Yeah. If you were to tell Honas Wagner that a cardboard picture with his face on it
that came with a package of tobacco
would be selling for millions every time one of these hits the market, it's millions of dollars. It would just boggle his mind,
right?
I don't know if there are any living relatives of Honas out there, but perhaps they should get a cut of this. Maybe, let's say Robert Wagner, the actor,
is he related to
Honas? I don't know, but let's say that they are. Maybe that's his grandfather or great grand, because Robert Wagner is probably 80 years old.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I think he's older than that. He's 92.
92?
Yeah.
That was a long time since he drowned Natalie Wood and didn't tell anybody about it.
Wow.
Breaking news?
Maybe.
Anyway, don't you think that family should get a little cut of this money?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I it's weird because obviously at the time, no one in their right mind thought of name, image, and likeness when it came to a tobacco baseball card, right? That's why those things are so rare, is because they came in packages of tobacco or other products, like, you know, bubble gum, things like that they would throw a baseball card in with. And then it flipped over to where you would put a piece of gum with the baseball cards. And now you just get baseball cards and stand in line for hours and sweat your ass off waiting in the middle of a mire.
Sounds like you've done that before.
Maybe. The point is, there's no way anyone at that time could have known that that would be worth something. And I think that's a very interesting aspect of how humans are, because for sure, Mike, right now, in your house or my house or someone listening to us's house, there are items that 100 years from now, if our family kept them, they would be worth probably billions by that point, if the way inflation's going,
who
right?
Who knows? You're right.
There's something in our house right now that we probably all have.
Yeah, but it would take everybody else to throw that stuff away.
Yes.
If we all kept it, it's not going to be worth anything.
And why are we all throwing it away? Because it's probably disregarded, like right now, as being something mostly useless, not sentimental, not something a lot of people found.
I did my part.
Oh, throwing stuff away.
I threw all my stuff away to help you guys.
That's what I mean.
I threw it all out.
Yeah, now I'm just trying to think of what that, like, all right, like KitchenAid mixers. Everyone knows those things are like expensive and nice. So someone might say, I bet it's those. It might be. But you know what else it might be? Is like this certain brand of spatula that it ends up turning out later was like, oh, yeah.
The hot spatula market?
The way they made that.
Oh, yes.
They don't make them like that
anymore.
Can't
get a burger flipper like that anymore.
Right.
By the way, Honas Wagner, February 24th, 1874.
Birthday?
That's when he was born.
Okay.
Yeah. Died 1955 at the age of 81. Career batting average of .329.
Hall of Famer.
3,430 hits.
Will that do? That's pretty good.
722 stolen bases. You look at a picture. Just go to Wikipedia. Look at a picture of this guy. If you don't know who Honus Wagner is, you know, maybe you're not a scholar of old timey baseball stuff. If you were to cast a movie for an old timey baseball guy, you would cast Honus Wagner.
Oh yeah,
just the way he looks.
If am I wrong? He's got a little bit of an Aaron Kraft quality to him there. Just a smidge.
Looks like not in the one I'm looking at here.
Really?
He looks like an old railroad worker. And this is from 1903.
See, the one I'm looking at, he's got like rosy cheeks. That's what I was thinking of in the one I'm looking at.
I got a black and white photo.
Oh, you got a photo. I'm looking at the illustration.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, you're looking at a photo.
Yeah, you're looking at a smooth cartoon version.
Oh, yeah, never mind. I see
that.
Yeah, the photo, I...
Come on.
Yeah, that's...
He's pounding railroad strikes.
Well, how old was he then? 50? Stakes? I think did he play right until he died? Because this one I'm looking at, he looks like he was 50.
Trades are good for business. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Still watching an accident blocking the right lane of Route 315 northbound after Bethel Road. There are emergency crews on scene trying to get things clear. Please be very careful. Keep an eye out for those crews. Plan on some stop-and-go delays. This traffic report is sponsored by Family Dollar. At Family Dollar, they get more of what you want for back to school. Kickstart your day the right way with cereals from General Mills, Post, and Kellogg's. Fall back into fashion with a huge selection of apparel and footwear for the entire family. Family Dollar, helping you do more. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Hey, weather is unpredictable. So is what comes out of my mouth. You never know what I'm going to say next, but your heating and cooling systems shouldn't be unpredictable. Poppycock. Keep everything running in tip-top shape with my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They'll never try and sell you anything you don't need. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
These guys are a big deal, and by big deal, I mean cheap and fat. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Friday. Tool of the Week is coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Send in your Twitter tools now, at manandbone971. Your chance to win fabulous prizes. Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by Hinder Motorsports. Right here on The Fan. Trades are good for business. I saw that Major League Baseball's digital platforms drew 11.5 million article views on Tuesday, the highest single-day number in its 22-year history.
Is that good?
This capped a record-setting 30-day stretch of 110 million views from July 30th to August 2nd, a 17% increase over the previous high watermark for MLB.com and the MLB app. I never understood for years, forever, why Major League Baseball would hold their trading deadline at midnight on the last day of July.
That doesn't make sense.
I never understood that. You should put your trade deadline, you know, like they had it this year at 6 p.m. or at 3 p.m., like other sports do it. You've got more people aware. They're sitting at their computers during business hours, looking at these trades coming in, reading about the trades. What would happen before for a deadline move? You would go to bed.
Yeah,
and then
the next day.
Read about it in the morning. That takes all the drama and fun out of it.
Right. Well, and again, that didn't matter until probably 10 or 15 years ago. As far as probably still to Major League Baseball, for the most part, they would say, well, our fan base will either watch, you know, some of the news on late SportsCenter, or they'll get the paper in the morning, or they'll check their email and see some kind of newsletter. That obviously has changed. Everybody now, the number one thing they are looking for, whether you write for a newspaper or not, they're looking for how can we drive traffic to our website, to our digital properties.
No, I know that, but even back in the day, let's go back 25 years ago, all right? You're telling me if you have your deadline at 6 p.m. or 3 p.m., ESPN wouldn't put together some sort of big deadline show for you? They got people jumping around on pogo sticks on ESPN2 today.
Today's the Ocho Day. Yes,
they got nothing to do. They'd give you a huge 4-hour block of programming on ESPN. Even 25 years ago, they would have done that.
Yeah, that's probably fair. But I'm guessing back then the impetus wasn't there enough for Major League Baseball because they'd say, "Well, we're still relatively big and everything is still just massive. So we're baseball. We don't change just because SportsCenter wants to do some special." Now, I think there's been an admission clearly that Major League Baseball realizes, oh, yeah, we are failing at attracting the next generation of fans. And if we don't start to course correct, we're going to have problems. Now, I'm not saying they've made a bunch of great decisions in that way. A lot of them have been, you know, misses as far as when they've tried to do something, they have failed. But the idea of them speeding up games, that's not just because everybody wants to get home earlier. It's because they know our attention spans in general as humans, and certainly under 35, 25, those groups, the attention span is lower and lower.
See, now you've aggravated me.
Why?
We're having a happy-go-lucky conversation about clicks, and now you're going to talk to me about attracting the younger generation, because you know I have thoughts on this.
Yeah.
A million thoughts on this. The gimmicks that they put, that's not going to attract a younger generation.
No, but I'm saying they've done all of that.
I hate it.
In an effort to try to attract younger viewers. The reality is, the thing you need to do is make baseball baseball.
Well, like that's the thing.
Baseball be what it is. And then as the younger generation who's been raised on the NFL, the NBA, arena sports, where you walk in and everything's just blaring at you 100 miles an hour the entire time.
You don't need that.
You walk into a, they should pipe in the sounds of a meadow, like butterflies and little birds chirping when you go to a baseball stadium. They should be like, we're the complete opposite.
What year is
of
it?
Everything. Yes.
You're going to forget. What year is it? You're going to forget about, you know, polio and the wastewater and monkeypox and all the other crap that we have going on when you walk into a baseball park. It's going to be like Field of Dreams, where you forget what year it is and maybe dead people come out of the corn. It boggles me. It boggles my mind. Major League Baseball has all these problems. It's like McDonald's. Let's say their hamburgers are bad and their customer service is bad. So what do they do to fix the problem? Add more salads. No!
No, you go back to what you do.
Fix those basic things and do them well. That's the problem with Major League Baseball. They are not doing baseball well. It's not we need ghost runners in the 10th inning. It's not we need more home run derbies to settle things in extras. It's not that at all. They're just not doing the baseball part of it well.
Right, but that's just it. The whole thing you were talking about with the trade deadline that we got off on this tangent, that is for years baseball would say, we don't change because we're baseball and we're intractable. We don't move on anything. Fine. That's you're allowed to try to do that, but there are reasonable movements and changes you could make that would not affect that what year is it stuff. Right? You should have the app be as good as it can be. You should have video highlights all over YouTube. I am not saying you're not modern. What I'm saying is they did those things and then they put Wrigleyville on the Cubs uniforms. And they've done so many other things where they're like, what do you want, kids? Anything. We'll do whatever you want. That is not necessarily what it is either. You've got to make slight modernizations that make sense.
Yes.
Make comfortable walkways in the ballparks to where you don't feel like the concrete's going to fall and hit you in the head. But you don't need a DJ playing before the baseball
game. Breaking news. They have Wi-Fi at Colonial Williamsburg.
Yes.
You can order your tickets online or through your phone at Colonial Williamsburg.
That's right.
But when you go there, you're lost in the time period. They want you to think that you're right back there. That's what Major League Baseball should be doing. Everybody was praising the Field of Dreams game last year in Iowa. And from a visual standpoint, it was great. But I think they didn't go far enough. Because you got everybody wearing old-timey clothes, old-time uniforms, all of that. And what did we still have? Walk-up music.
Yeah, right.
It should be organs.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
All you hear are baseball organs. It really make people think, at least for 2 to 3 hours, that the outside world doesn't exist.
Yeah, you want to get lost in something.
Oh, what? And improve your gameplay and all that, too. I mean, that goes without saying, but it's harder to control those things. I get it.
Well, right. Again, my kids play Roblox. They love that game. You know what Roblox is? It's just a different reality. Like, they go in there and I know that sounds like every generation with video games, but I'm saying Super Mario Brothers was a different reality, too. But I was playing a plumber who was fighting turtles and mushrooms, and it was weird. Now, what they are doing is literally walking around and building a place to live. And they play little games that are basically like tag. I mean, kids at a young age are inundated with the idea that reality is boring and you don't like it. So go and get on social media. Go get on other stuff. That's what you really need. When you go into a baseball stadium that looks like it's from the 1930s, whatever, that's going to shock your system a bit to say, wow, this is so different than anywhere
else.
It's
like going to Disney World.
Yeah. You get lost in the immersive aspect of it and say, you know what? Maybe I don't need to have my phone out right now. I'm just having a blast sitting here and, oh, look at that. Peanuts for 50 cents. A Coke for $1, like, or whatever, like beers for $2.
If you think we're overstating
this. I'm saying that's the market you go after is come here and you don't have any of this commercialism that you're used to seeing out there. In here, it's a lot simpler and slower paced.
If you think we're overstating this, why do you go sit in a line that's 32 cars long at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah,
is it because right. It's the greatest chicken sandwich in the world? I'm sure some of you think so, or you've convinced yourself that it is. But a lot of you keep going back because people smile at you and make you feel good.
That's right.
Now, maybe it's artificial, whatever, but it doesn't matter. You like the my pleasure. You like the smiles. You like all of that. You are going for the experience even more than you're going for the chicken sandwich.
Yeah, and then at some point, if every other NBA, NFL, everyone is like, you know what? No ads in ours either. And by the way, we're cutting out the music too. Then at some point, you have to change again. Like, differentiation does make you stand out in a marketplace. But right now, baseball has the ultimate differentiation, which is we're the old-timey fun game that you can just go and enjoy, and you really don't have to sit there and be a hardcore fan to enjoy this game. You don't have to play fantasy sports to enjoy this game. You can just go, pop down. It's a cheap ticket. It's every day. Immerse yourself
when
in our sport.
When people started buying vinyl again, you know, the manufacturers of these turntables are like, well, they're buying our stuff now. We're going to give them the vinyl, and we're going to give them all the streaming stuff in one box.
Right?
You can play your records. You can stream your music. You can do all this. They were selling record players for the 21st century. And you know what? Nobody bought them. People said, I don't want to stream my music. I bought this to play my vinyl.
Yeah.
I don't need to. I have another thing I can stream my music on. I want this old-timey thing. I want to get lost in 1964. That's what I want to do right now. I'm fully aware that I can stream something in Dolby Atmos sound on my streamer on my phone. I don't want that.
Yeah. And baseball, unfortunately, has not gotten that. Again, I like some of the things baseball's done, but most of them have been failures, and that's why.
The Angels did something last night that's really hard to do. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find some ramp restrictions and accident blocks the left lane of the ramp to westbound I-70 from southbound 270. Please be very careful in this area as traffic begins to build. You'll also find an accident on Route 315 northbound after Bethel Road. Still working to get this clear. This traffic report is sponsored by Dairy Queen. DQ presents how to experience the new DQ Reese's Take 5 Blizzard. First, see and smell the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, caramel, peanuts, and pretzels. And finally, taste it. The new Reese's Take 5 Blizzard. DQ Happy Taste Good. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Hey, weather is unpredictable. So is what comes out of my mouth. You never know what I'm going to say next, but your heating and cooling systems shouldn't be unpredictable. Poppycock. Keep everything running in tip-top shape with my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They'll never try and sell you anything you don't need. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Friday. Check out the podcast. Wherever you get your audio, Apple, Spotify, Google, just search Common Man and T-Bone. You'll see our cartoon faces pop up. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge, including some of the little extras that we don't have on the air. Like the flashback episodes. Teddy, did you do a flashback episode for this weekend?
Yes, I did.
Would you like to tell us what it is, Teddy?
Yeah. Well, one of the flashbacks on there is you guys, Bone quizzing you on like band names. Is this a band name or, you know, real band name or not?
Okay.
It doesn't sound that exciting, but it's pretty interesting.
All right.
It's funny. Boy. So.
All right.
Well, I'll thanks take for selling it, Ted.
And you also talk about how much you hated your own wedding, I believe is what it was.
I did. My wife would love to listen to that one. So go subscribe to the podcast. It's also Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools now at manandbone971. Your chance to win fabulous prizes. The Guardians lose to the Astros last night. Justin Verlander is a freak of nature. I want to remind you, this guy is 39 years old.
Yeah.
He is 39. He is now 15-3 with a 173.
Good
Lord. This season. Of course, remember last season, he didn't really pitch at all. I think he had one appearance
last season.
Because he was hurt. And a lot of people saying, well, he's done. He's finished. He's old and
understandable,
washed up.
Right?
15-3 with a 173. You can't touch him.
No, that's incredible, man. And I'm not under the belief that that's built to last, but
who cares?
Yeah.
It's working for him now.
Yeah, he's had a hell of a career, man, and deserves every accolade he's going to get once he does retire. But that time is not right now. He will still be going this season and might have a very good chance at setting some other numbers there.
Reds in Milwaukee tonight. If you want to watch that one, that is the Apple TV exclusive.
Ooh.
So you'll have to do
there
that one.
Go get your Apple TV.
What did I tease? Oh, the Angels did something last night. It never fails. The Angels are terrible. And yet every single time I come in here, it's like, oh, Angels did this. Can't miss.
Well,
they have so many unique, interesting things happen to them, and yet they continue to lose every single game.
Well, because they have a couple of guys, well, one specifically, who we've never seen before, really, in modern baseball. And then when he's healthy, you have Mike Trout as well. Like, Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout
do a lot
of things that very few ball players can do.
Last night, they hit 7 home runs and lost.
Well, that's right. That's the type of record they set.
They hit 7 home runs and lost. They lost the game to the A's, who are also terrible.
Yeah.
8-7. All 7. Was Adam Dunn playing this game? All 7 home runs, solo shots. They lost 8-7.
That also speaks to the poorness of both rosters, where no one could get on base, but then every once in a while, someone's turning and burning.
Shohei had 2 of them.
Yeah,
he had 2 home runs, and yet they lost this game. The Chicago White Sox in 2016, my guys, were the only other team to hit 7 solo home runs and lose, according to ESPN stats and information.
I thought you were going to say they were the only team to hit 7 solo home runs in a game, regardless of the outcome.
Well, only 6 teams have hit 7 solo homers in a game, win or lose, in Major League Baseball history.
You know, it's weird, though, and I know why, because in that case, we're talking about random, number one, it's not a positive, right? You lost the game.
Yes.
But also, it's a team thing where a bunch of guys did a thing at the same time, and it just happens to be weird. But if they said, perfect game is happening right now, tune into this A's game, right? Check out the Angels and A's. Someone's got a perfect game going. We'd all be losing our minds. What actually happened in that game is rarer than a perfect game by quite a distance, you know? So that's, I mean, perfect game to me is one of the rarest baseball feats you have. And this thing that you just mentioned has only happened one other time.
We talked about Matthew Stafford's elbow pain earlier this week. Sean McVay didn't make anyone feel better about the situation yesterday. He was talking about Matthew Stafford's elbow and said, you know, yeah, it's kind of a baseball injury, kind of abnormal for a quarterback to be dealing with this. Well, that makes you feel good, doesn't it?
That's a big problem.
Shut him down from most things, hoping they can, you know, get this pain to stop. He's saying if he needed to go, he could go. But this was an issue at the end of last season, and he had to have cortisone injections to deal with it. If you've had all offseason, hasn't gotten better, I mean, you have to assume this is a chronic issue for him now, right?
I would tend to think so. And how old is Stafford now? I mean, he's not
34.
Yeah, I guess I was going to say he's not young by any stretch of the imagination, but in the world of quarterbacks where you're seeing guys play 36, 37, 38 and being all right.
Aaron Rodgers is on the magic mushrooms. Tom Brady's 45. Verlander's 39 years old. What the hell? Let's go.
That's, by the way, you brought that up with Aaron Rodgers. Like, the fact that man has never failed a drug test is shocking to me, because you don't get tattoos like that unless you are doing some drugs.
Well, he admitted to it.
Yeah, okay, right.
He admitted to the psychedelic drugs he was on.
Right.
Last year, and I guess the league called him about it.
That's good.
And said, hey, dude, keep your mouth shut. This is not a good look.
Do they test for, like, LSD? Like, if you're dropping acid.
Not I'm LSD. Just I don't know
no,
what they test
what
for,
I'm,
to be
you
honest.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know they test for weed, or they did, and they've kind of backed that off. But, and don't get me wrong, like, has it affected his performance at all? No. Is it a performance-enhancing drug to be on, like, to have a third eye and be on acid? No. It's not a performance enhancement.
He thinks it is.
No, but we look at who was it that actually did trip LSD and pitched a no-hitter or whatever that was? Or was that a perfect game?
I forget who it was.
Why am I blanking on that? A pitcher from the 70s?
It was a perfect game, and I'm forgetting who it was.
All right, but when we talk about that, we're like, that is truly one of the most shocking things ever because this man was completely off in another universe, and he pitched a perfect game.
Yeah.
So if Aaron Rodgers wants to do that on the sideline, while I'm not saying you maybe go to the Boys and Girls Club and say, look at Aaron Rodgers, what a great example. It's not helping his performance at all. I don't care if he's doing it. I'm just also pointing out that man has done some drugs. That's what we're saying.
We have a Choco Taco update to share with you coming up next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for a serious accident blocking the right lane of Route 315 northbound after Bethel Road. This crash is on the right side with police and wreckers on scene. Please be very careful. Plan on some stop-and-go delays. This traffic report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Get ready for summer at your local Fresh Time Market. This week, save on sweet red cherries, just $1.99 a pound when you clip the coupon in the My Time app now through August 9th. Get real. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Hey, weather is unpredictable. So is what comes out of my mouth. You never know what I'm going to say next, but your heating and cooling systems shouldn't be unpredictable. Poppycock. Keep everything running in tip-top shape with my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They'll never try and sell you anything you don't need. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Just be glad you aren't as stupid as these two.
Oh, yes.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
I want to talk to you about one of my least favorite guys, Chad Johnson, a.k.a. Ocho Cinco.
Not your guy.
A.k.a. Ocho Crapo.
Mm-hmm.
He is known for this. You're going to probably say, man, what a good guy he is. He's not a good guy. I see right through his BS. He was at Stephanie's restaurant in North Carolina. On Wednesday, he left a very generous tip for one of the servers. $1,000. That's very nice.
Sure,
I'm
that
sure
is.
It made that server's day, or if they share tips, it made everybody's day. That's wonderful. We've heard about this stuff in the past where like Shaq will be in a restaurant and he'll pay for the entire restaurant's meal.
It's a great gesture.
It's great. Man, look, you got millions of dollars. You know, I don't want to say that's what you should do because, who am I to tell you how to spend your money? But it's a very nice thing to do. But when Shaq does it, or one of these other celebrities, they do it, we usually hear about it from some rando person who was on the other end of such a big tip. They'll go on Instagram or social media and say, oh my God, I got $1,000 from Chad Johnson. Isn't that great? This guy's a great guy.
Yeah.
He left me $1,000 tip.
Yep.
But when Chad Johnson does it, he's the one that posted on Instagram. He took a photo of the receipt. He actually wrote on the receipt, I once scored 6 touchdowns in Madden using myself. Now, maybe you're saying, oh, Chad Johnson, he's just trying to be funny. Ha ha. What Chad Johnson is actually doing there, he probably waited a couple days to see if this waitress would post it because he didn't just leave a nice tip and that's the end of it. He had to make sure to let this person know that he is Chad Johnson. He is an NFL player. Please do put this on social media. When that person did not, he did it himself. He essentially is just paying for PR. On the other end of this, yes, these people get $1,000 tip. That's very nice. He's not doing it to be nice. He's doing it to get attention. And I hate him for it.
He could be doing it to do both, at least,
no,
right?
No, he's not.
Well, no,
he's
mean...
He's paying for PR.
He could have... Well, but he could have just paid a PR firm to do PR for him then, right? Like, I mean, he at least is giving the money to someone who presumably could use it more than he could or needs it more than he does. But, yeah, I think you could take this type of situation, which I know he's done before, as you mentioned... And you could go to like any philosophy class on any university campus and probably kill a semester debating back and forth. What does this actually mean? Like, is this ultimately good or not? Because on the one hand, right, there are people who look at it philosophically and say, it doesn't matter if he meant to be wholly and totally selfless when he did this act, the end result was ultimate good. You know, like if, I don't know, you you play the lottery and you tried to win $1 billion, whatever, and you get the ticket and it doesn't win $1 billion. And so you put it in the trash can. And then some homeless person picks it up and goes, hey, this is actually worth $100. They take it in, cash in the $100. They did benefit. There was something good there. The person doing the good did not intend for it to do any good, but it still worked out. Ultimately, that was a plus for society.
Well, yeah, but that's just you being stupid. That's not
right.
Your ego being on display.
Right. So that's one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum is Mother Teresa, like, or whoever you want to put in there. I just use her name. Someone giving tirelessly of themselves forever with no benefit to themselves, and no one ever knows they did it, and they get no accolades, and they die penniless and alone. And there's that end too. Well, somewhere in between there, right, is what most of us live in.
Yeah, we live in a complex world. Why can't, right, both be true?
That's what
I'm
saying.
Why can't it be a good thing that he gave $1,000 tip and he's still an arrogant prick?
That's what I'm saying.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pointing out that, like,
I'm sure we were talking about this
before
the show.
There are philosophers that have argued about this for centuries, because it's everyone's perspective on that gets a little twisted and different, because we do value people going and doing this good thing. Like, we value lots of that stuff. There's good charity work that comes of it.
We talked about Lance Armstrong before the show.
Yes.
I'm sure a lot of good came out of Livestrong. I'm sure a lot of people were helped. A lot of money was raised for cancer research from Livestrong.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change the fact that Lance Armstrong was a piece of crap and was doing it for his own ego.
Well, yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. You can be doing something for the wrong reasons, and it can still be, you know, an overall good thing. Ultimately, at the end of the day, here's what I'll say. Whatever motivates you to be a better person, good. You know, if that's like your religion, awesome. Good. Go do that. Have fun with it. If it's your desire to pop up on the gram, Chad Johnson's the one we're talking about right now. How many people do you think have done that thing where they go to like a charity 5K or whatever their good deed is they like to do, and then they would feel like they would be missing out if they didn't get to post the selfie on Instagram, or they didn't get to post, you know, look at how much money I raised. Like, that's a bragging right for a lot of people. It still does ultimately benefit someone. It in some ways is still, it's in many ways still very good. But the person doing it can still be doing good and be kind of a selfish a-hole at times.
That's right. Choco Taco has been canceled.
That's not the right term.
Well, discontinued. That's right.
Yeah.
Discontinued by the Klondike people. And people were in an uproar about this, including me and you. And I guess the Klondike people have heard us. They updated us on Wednesday. They said, we know this is disappointing. We've heard our fans. We're hoping to bring this favorite treat back to ice cream trucks in the coming years. So they're saying, wow, we weren't expecting this. I guess we'll bring it back. Now, I guess it's good that they're going to bring it back to ice cream trucks. But I want it brought back to my local grocer.
Yeah.
In the freezer section.
This fight is not over. We've just begun. We're working. I mean, yeah. Also, a few years. What are we talking? Did you take apart all the machinery and throw it in the trash?
They probably did.
Why?
They probably repurposed it to make whatever stupid thing that they're selling in favor of this.
All right. You know what I know? I wish there was a way for someone else, some other company, to just be like, you don't want to do this? Awesome. We'll make them. But I know, like, they probably have some kind of patented something or other. Because wouldn't you think some
sell
business would be sitting around there?
Yeah.
We got an ice cream maven here in town. Jenny, get on this. Let's go. Let's make some tacos.
No, that's not unique enough for Jenny.
Well,
it'd
I'm
be
telling
like
you.
Green tea choco taco then.
Right. I just want
it's
chocolate and ice cream in a taco waffle cone type of thing. That's all I want. You want to do other versions of that with, I don't know, coffee infused something? Great. Enjoy. But I just want a choco taco, and I'd also like it to not cost $9,000 for one of them.
We lost Vin Scully this week. I saw an interesting thing. Joe Buck talking about Vin Scully, and he said that for years he would try to get Vin Scully to call some World Series games with him.
Oh.
What's really interesting is that Vin Scully, you know, worked into his late 80s. He is the voice of the Kirk Gibson home run, right? We've heard that a million times. But he's only done three World Series.
That is surprising.
In his entire career.
I did not know he only did three World Series.
Joe Buck, by comparison, has done, what's the number on Joe Buck?
Guessing like
23.
Oh, 23?
23 World Series for Fox.
Sorry, I'm dumb. Because I was thinking of like Super Bowls where they rotate, but the World Series is not rotated. You know, he was that every year, basically.
He said that, you know, he would always get in touch with Vin because they were friendly and say, please come do World Series with me. And here's what he had to say about it. This was in the New York Post. I saw this. For an older man, and I saw this with my dad and others that I've worked with, being in an unfamiliar situation and national TV, I don't care who you are, it's not a comfortable feeling. This is why I think he didn't really want to do it. You're coming into a completely foreign situation, and now somebody's talking in your ear, and you have no idea who the hell that is. You're working with a director that you don't typically work with, and you're working with an analyst that you've never worked with.
Yeah,
that's interesting because he's saying, you know, his dad, Jack Buck, one of the greatest of all time, Jack admitted before he passed away that he didn't really care for doing the national stuff.
Yeah, I do not doubt that. And anytime you ramp up in level from what you're usually doing in any job, right, there's more benefit to it, but there's more pressure. And I'm guessing knowing our business just a little bit and having seen a little bit of what the TV people do versus what we do, it's just a different vibe. It's a different way of doing things. And so even if you're used to doing TV, but you go from like local television station or local game broadcast to then now you're on this big network thing, there's no doubt that it's a whole different animal. I also wonder this. I know Joe Buck was kind of trying to get into Vin Scully's head and figure out why he didn't want to do these things. Could it also be that Vin Scully is just saying, you know, no offense, but like my time has passed. They're not calling me to do this. They've called you to do it. They've asked you to do this. And I am not someone who needs that for the ego boost. I have done them. I'm not going to go on someone else's thing just so I can say I called another World Series.
It could be that.
It might be a little bit of not that he would be mad about it, but just a personal pride thing of like, if they wanted me to do it, they would have called me. They didn't. They wanted you. This is your thing. You do it. I'm not trying to step on what you're doing.
I found the notion of the old-time broadcaster, though, being sort of set in his ways very interesting, because I'll admit that's something that I didn't think about.
Sure.
The time that I went and saw Vin Scully work in the booth, he had his research guy next to him, who I'm quite sure has worked with him for 30 years.
That's usually how that works.
Can you imagine? And that's why Jack Buck hated doing this stuff, too, where you got some producer you've worked with maybe only a couple times doing a World Series game, and someone hands you this, and now you have to read a promo for The Simpsons.
Right.
Vin Scully couldn't do that.
Well, if...
Nor would he want to do that.
You know what? He probably could have done it. It just wouldn't be Vin Scully. It would have sounded very unlike him. I'll agree with this, you know, maxim that Bo Bishop has thrown out there quite often. It's one that a lot of us have heard. Man's got to know his limitations. That is one of the true, like, wisdom things you can ever have
in life.
When are
you and I going to figure it out?
I don't know. But Vin Scully did. He said, that's not my wheelhouse. Why bother? I'm not going to go try to... It's not like he didn't stretch and become a better broadcaster. He did. He became one of the greatest ever. Perhaps the greatest ever. He didn't need to go do World Series games when he was in his 80s because that was not his ballpark.
Mel Tucker didn't get the memo about saving college football. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for a serious accident still causing heavy backups on Route 315 northbound after Bethel Road. It is blocking the right lane. Police and wrecker on scene trying to get things cleaned up, but please be very cautious over here. In the meantime, plan on some stop-and-go delays. This traffic report is sponsored by Family Dollar. At Family Dollar, they got more of what you want for back to school. Kickstart your day the right way with cereals from General Mills, Post, and Kellogg's. Fall back into fashion with a huge selection of apparel and footwear for the entire family. Family Dollar, helping you do more. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I had a little thing at the house recently. I went downstairs in the morning. The furnace was totally dead. Even for a guy that endorses an HVAC company, still made me nervous. How long would it be until I could get someone here? How much is it going to cost me? All the usual questions. Kristen called up Care at 7:55. They were in the house by 9. Problem fixed by 9:45. And it's not because I'm me. They hate me. It's because that's what they do. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The show that will tickle you stupid. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Friday. Tool of the Week is coming up at 5:34. Send in your Twitter tools now at manandbone971. Your chance to win fabulous prizes. Very rarely do I credit writers on this show because I think most sports writers are stupid. However, Zach Barnett from footballscoop.com wrote this, and I think the writing is good, so I shall read it to you. Here's a sentence that's sure to send your grandfather into hypnosis. A Mel Tucker NFT can be purchased for just 0.5 Ethereum. What is an NFT? Stands for non-fungible token. What's a non-fungible token? It's the digital equivalent of a trading card. How is an NFT different from a GIF or JPEG or a screenshot? I don't know. What is an Ethereum? It's a form of cryptocurrency. What is cryptocurrency? It's money on the internet. What tangible asset backs Ethereum? The power of children's hopes and wishes. So the skinny of this is that Mel Tucker NFTs are being sold by Michigan State. You know, it's so funny. I'm not here to argue whether you should buy one of these or not. I'm sure they're wonderful and you'll get a fabulous return on your investment if you do buy one.
Sure.
But all we hear from these college coaches is that we have to go back to the good old days of college football and all this newfangled crap is ruining everything. We are selling Mel Tucker NFTs.
Right. Yeah.
What the hell is going on here?
Don't ask me, man. I don't look. I know it makes me sound like I'm a million years old, but I don't understand the value of the entire NFT thing. Obviously, it seems like a lot of other people don't either because these are starting to tank in value, I guess. I don't know. I don't know enough about it to have an intelligible comment on it. But what I know is for me, when I've understood them and looked into them, they're not something that appeals to me. If I want a picture of something, I don't really care if I own the original artifact of it. I don't care if I own it digitally at all, right? Like, I don't own any music that I listen to. I know some people do. I know some people like to have a physical copy of music. I know you're one of those people. But that is actually a physical copy of a thing. Does it matter to you, Mike? Has it ever mattered to you that if you have a Green Day CD in your collection, it is not the original Green Day master that they made all the other CDs from? Does that matter to you at all?
No.
Then I don't know why it would matter that you have the Bored Ape that is the original one that they put on the blockchain versus a GIF of it or a GIF or a whatever. I don't know why it would matter that you don't have the original one. You have a copy of it. Every CD I've ever owned was a copy of the music that I like, of the art that I like.
Yeah, but you don't own the music catalog.
Right? No, so I don't care to. Why would I want to?
Because you can turn around and sell it for more money.
Oh, okay. I just like to. Yeah, you're right. But that's cool if you own the Beatles catalog. That's great. If you own some guy down the street's catalog because he made it.
You don't think Mel Tucker NFTs these? Is going to be like the Beatles catalog?
That's my point. Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
When everyone's making these things.
I haven't even told you the perks that you get with this.
Oh, sorry. What perks do I get?
Now, maybe you'll change your mind when I tell you these perks.
By the way, just real quick pause. Every NFT now has to have 7,000 perks for you to even consider buying it. That might tell you the value of the NFT is really the value of the perks.
Well, let me tell you about
not the little stupid image.
Stop it.
All right,
you're
go ahead.
Ruining everybody's mood here.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was all ready to open up my wallet and buy one of these NFTs.
Okay, go for
it. Here's what you get when you buy an NFT. An in-season private chat with Mel Tucker.
Ooh.
Man, that's just like old-timey football, right? Like back in the day when Woody Hayes would just bring rando fans into the room and talk with them. Yeah,
sure, that's
just like
normal.
Old-timey football. Sideline access to a Spartan practice.
Ooh.
Also just like the days of
yore. Yeah, they just let you come in. Who
and
cared?
Ownership to exclusive digital content and commemorative moments from Coach Tuck. I like the end line of this.
Coach Tuck.
Proceeds from NFT Tuck sales will go to the Boys and Girls Club of Southeastern Michigan. That's nice.
Yeah, that's fine.
Presumably, those proceeds will be paid in American dollars.
Yeah, they're not going to give them...
They're not Ethereum?
No, they're not going to give them Ethereum, I hope. I would hope and pray they actually give them dollars and cash, but...
We know you need some help here at the Boys and Girls Club. Here's some Ethereum for you. Thank you.
Again...
Good 90s band, too, Ethereum.
It does sound
Athenium.
Like, yeah, I know.
That
but
is a, that is a real 90s
say,
band.
Ethereum actually also sounds like the channel where you would go to listen to like all those 90s grunge bands, because that's lithium, not Ethereum. But anyway, I just saw in the last few hours as we looked at that story, Major League Soccer tweeted out that they have Striker 6045 that you can follow on Twitter. Who is Striker 6045? Why? He's a bored ape. He's one of those NFT pictures. And they have apparently acquired the rights to this picture.
Yes.
And that's going to be what they're using to promote the MLS All-Star game.
Yes.
It is that, like, and so they've retweeted
and
said,
late to the party,
they
buddy.
Said, follow Striker 6045 and look out for more during our upcoming MLS All-Star week. Why? I'm going to follow a picture of a drawing of a that I don't apparently even own, which you told me that's the big thing is I got to own it.
Is this Major League Soccer?
Major League Soccer tweeted this out. It's from 3 hours ago. Just actually go to at Striker 6045 if you want to see a picture of this. It's a bored ape wearing an MLS jersey is all it is. And that is apparently their thing. It's almost like all these groups like Michigan State and Major League Soccer, and I'm sure there's a million more of these coming down the pike that we're not even thinking of. It's like it took them all this time to get this together and decide to do it and pay the money to do this and sort it all out. And now they finally got it set up and everybody's starting to already go, eh, do I need that? Is that really important?
I mean, Bone, 557 people have followed Striker 6045.
Yeah, what a stupid
They're very
thing.
Excited about
the,
it.
The bio for this NFT that Major League Soccer wants me to follow says BAYC number 6045. So is that board 8 something something number 640? So this is the 6045th board ape they've made, apparently. Born on the blockchain, bred for greatness. And then it says it's made by Get Engaged Media, signed to MLS. What? Like the dumb, this is the dumbest thing. We live in the dumbest world. And you know what? Someday, maybe NFTs will be the thing that everyone looks at like a Honus Wagner card and goes, oh, you saved one of those. That's actually worth something now. The only way that will be is if everyone abandons this. Because if everyone keeps their NFTs, they will never be worth anything. No one cares.
Oh, man. This is why Al-Qaeda hates us. One of many reasons why.
This is why I hate us. What are you talking about? I hate this. This is stupid. What are you talking about, Al-Qaeda? Who cares what they think? I hate this. This is dumb. We are dumb. If this is what we're going to do with our time, if Major League Soccer is going to spend this time, if Michigan State's going to spend this time to say, guess what? You own an exclusive copy of Mel Tucker farting into a, I don't know, whatever he does. Great. Now I own it. Why do I want that? Why do I care that Mel Tucker looked at an assistant and was like, hey, did you email me that? And then they like copy that. And they're like, you own this now. It's yours. Exclusive Mel Tucker. It's like, well, so what? He said a word and now I own it. Why do I care?
Do you think Mel Tucker even knows what the hell's going on?
Why would
like
he
if
care?
They, if they look at him at practice and say, hey, Mel, in 5 minutes, you got to get back to your office. You got a Zoom meeting with somebody who bought one of your NFTs.
Well, let me guarantee you right now, if they do this for any other college football coaches, I'm guessing none of these coaches will own with their hundreds of millions of, he will make $100 million coaching football. He will probably never own one of these because he made $100 million and he knows it's stupid. You don't need to. They're doing this to people who either have so much money, they're bored and they don't know what to do with it. Or what really sucks is when they're taking advantage of people who actually don't have millions and millions of dollars and they're trying to get there. And this is what they're trying to do with it. Good luck, Gary V. Everybody else has kind of realized this is stupid.
Six schools are projected to be favored in every college football game. Are the Buckeyes one of them? I'll tell you. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find that earlier accident has cleared from I-71 northbound at 11th Avenue. All lanes have reopened in that area. And the accident has cleared from Route 315 northbound after Bethel Road. Traffic is flowing freely there once more. This traffic report is sponsored by Family Dollar. At Family Dollar, they get more of what you want for back to school. Kickstart your day the right way with cereals from General Mills, Post, and Kellogg's. Fall back into fashion with a huge selection of apparel and footwear for the entire family. Family Dollar, helping you do more. Only at Array with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. If you walk into the stores now, they already have summer stuff on the shelves. They want to put you in a warm state of mind or anticipate that vacation to a warm weather climate. Then you walk outside and reality punches you in the sack. We've got a lot of winter left, kids. If your furnace takes a crap, call my guys at Care. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Don't worry, we don't get bones analogies either. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Tool of the week is 1 hour from now. Send in your Twitter tools now at manandbone971. Your chance to win fabulous prizes. Yesterday, we told you that the new Must Be Nice beer with our faces on it would be at Giant Eagle today. Well, it's not.
No.
They had some issues with something. I don't know. Monday or Tuesday, go there then and buy it. In the meantime, go to Zaftig, Italian Village in Worthington.
Either location, yeah.
I think the Polaris the Roosters at Polaris has it on tap.
Yep.
And the Roosters in New Albany has it on tap. Go there too. Drink it.
I'm guessing the Zaftig tap rooms have some kind of can situation available for you.
You can buy the six pack at Zaftig as well.
But, yeah, it'll be in Giant Eagle stores next week. So just go ahead and whatever you were planning on spending on today, just go ahead and keep that handy. Get to it on Monday. Go check, and hopefully it'll be there. If not, probably be there Tuesday.
And I'm curious to know what you think of it because, you know, we made it, so we like it. But I think it's a perfect hot weather beer. Keep it in the fridge. And then about 45 minutes to a half hour before you drink it, put the cans in the freezer. Don't forget them there because they will explode. But get them all nice and frosty cold.
Yeah, it's an ale. I'll tell you that, right? So it's going to have that characteristic to it. It is a drinkable, very crushable ale. This is not the type of thing you're going to sit around with for an hour and ponder life. I like those beers too, but this is the type of beer that you sit around and you pop the top on it after you mow the grass and you feel like you've accomplished something. And then you take a big swig of this and it tastes great. That's what you're looking for.
Everybody's favorite Brett McMurphy tweeted this out. 6 schools projected to be favored in every regular season game. He said projected because lines are not out for everything. But here's what he has. Air Force. All right. Alabama. Georgia. Ohio State. Oklahoma. And Utah.
Wow. I'm surprised there's that many teams that are expected to be favored in every game.
He says Crimson Tide and the Buckeyes are projected to be double-digit favorites in all 12 games.
That does not surprise me. I'm trying to look here because I wanted to see what Air Force's football schedule is very quickly.
All right, go ahead.
I mean, it's not like they have anybody on the schedule that you would sit there and say, oh, wow, that's going to be a big matchup. Like Boise State's their most notable opponent. Northern Iowa, Colorado, Wyoming, Nevada, Navy, Utah State. UNLV, Army, New Mexico, San Diego State, Colorado State. Murderer's Row. How will they survive?
I'm looking at Utah's schedule here. Of course, they won the Pac-12 last year. I get it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they don't have USC on their schedule.
Oh, works out well, though.
Which is why.
Better get used to that.
They start the season at Florida. Trying to look at what their tough games are. Oh, no, they do have USC on the schedule. USC at home. I'm surprised they'd be favored. I mean, guys, I guess we'll see because that game's not till the 15th of October. A lot can happen.
Yeah, I'm also kind of surprised. They're favored in the Florida game.
This is what Brett McMurphy says.
All right.
6 schools projected to be favored in every regular season game. Hold on, let me click on this and see what the line is.
The right schedule.
Yes, they have Utah favored 2.5.
They play you. They have USC on the schedule.
I know,
schedule,
I just said so. That.
No.
Thank you for listening.
Well, I was looking at the Florida game and trying to figure out what I was missing.
2.5 is what Utah's favored in that Florida game. There doesn't appear to be a line for the USC game yet.
I mean, I know they're bad, but Oregon is also on their schedule. So, all right. I mean, I know Utah was good last year. We talked about how we saw that in the Rose Bowl. We are aware that Utah's good, but I'm not aware that they are going to be this good. They're going to just run through everybody.
You know, that just goes back to I have to get back into football mode.
Yeah.
And yesterday was the first day of fall camp, and, you know, the Rose Bowl isn't what it used to be because it's a consolation prize. But I was thinking about it this morning, and I, on purpose, did not look it up. I have no idea what the score was of that game. Do you?
Oh, yeah, I feel, I mean, I don't, was it like 45, 38, something like that, I want to say? That's my gut feeling, what
Teddy,
I think it was.
Teddy, do you know what it was?
The Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
It was a field goal game because the Buckeyes kicked a field goal
at the very end.
Yeah. So it was like, I can't remember if it was 48-45 or 45-42.
Right. I've completely forgotten.
I know it was within a score.
90% of that game.
It's a field goal, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I kind of wanted to forget it too, because as much as it's the Rose Bowl and the passion and the pageantry, like Ryan Day talked about, this was a disappointing season last year, despite, yes, going and winning the Rose Bowl. In the moment, that was very nice to do. But once that game was over, I ejected pretty much all of that from my brain and said, all right, now how do we win a national championship this year?
And I think we were just so tired of watching bad defense all season long, too. We wanted that to be done.
Yeah.
And so did Ryan Day, because he already had Beyonce's dad on speed dial at that point.
Jim Knowles, Beyonce's dad.
Kirby Smart, he's the head coach of Georgia. He's got a big new contract, which we knew. $112.5 million deal. But now we're getting more details about the deal. It is virtually fully guaranteed through 2026.
Not a surprise, right?
The only way he could be, you know, fired prior to January 1st, 2027 without receiving the full contract value is a firing for cause. And as we know, that's difficult to prove.
Well, yeah. I mean, it doesn't surprise me, though, given his ability to get the job done, right? I mean, that, yes, they're going to want to keep him around. They're going to pay him a lot of money.
All right. What else was I going to tell you?
I don't know. Not surprised.
Did you watch the Hall of Fame game last night?
You know what? I had every intention of it and then did not.
No?
No, I didn't
watched
get it to
for
it.
A little while. Raiders beat the Jags in the Hall of Fame game last night. Josh McDaniels is the new Raiders coach.
Yes.
He grew up in Canton.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, that's a nice little story for him. He played high school football there. Dad was a coach.
Yeah. I have no doubt he's had the good football lineage all these years. That stadium, too, we just drove by it. We were up there a couple weeks ago, and every time I drive by it, I do the same thing and go, wow. Like, I turn into Adnan Verk.
Wow. Everybody,
right?
Wow.
Because I know they've added on to it, right? The Saints owner, Tom Benson, was the guy before he passed away. Well, he helped fund a lot of that and make sure that they put a lot of money into keeping that stadium up and nice.
If you watch the USFL playoffs, you could have seen it then, too.
Yeah, I definitely didn't watch
They were
this.
Playing there. 5,000 of your friends were there watching it.
That's right. Well, Ted was not there, so he's...
Oh, man, I watch all season long. Hate the playoffs.
I watched the games on TV, though.
No, but
you
it
didn't
was
watch.
In your state. You could have gone.
I didn't go to it, but I watched.
You didn't watch all the playoff games because you told me you turned it off to watch something on Netflix.
Well, I watched, like, the two semifinals. I watched the afternoon game. I did not watch the evening game.
It's like, they're about to take John Wick off of Netflix. I better watch it one more time.
The following week, I watched some of the championship game.
That's good.
Some of the championship?
I watched
some of it.
The second half I actually watched, yeah, because it was entertaining.
But I'm just saying you could have gone.
Yeah, I could have.
You could have gone for $5.
Yes, I could have.
And you didn't.
That's right, and Bone didn't go either. Did
no,
you,
I, well, no, we I didn't watch all season. We hated.
I
hate
don't
it.
Go.
You've been watching it all season.
That's right, Ted.
You could have gone and supported the product that you've been invested in all season long.
Well, I guess I didn't like it that much, did
it's like, I?
I
guess I'm not that big of a fan.
Oh, man, I'm just getting ready for the XFL.
By the way, I know it's not baseball, but do you think I could get a little scoreboard update music? Because there's a scoring update to tell you about.
Hold on a second.
And speaking of championships, Teddy, get ready. Now, this is a soccer update. If you're wanting to watch the soccer and you don't want me to spoil it, turn it down for 30 seconds. But Arsenal, the Gunners, up 2-0 right now. That's also known as 2-0.
Yeah.
2-0 on Crystal Palace, Mike.
Take that, Palace.
Yeah. Teddy's team is just smoking your team right now. On the road. Starting off with a 2-0 road victory? Get out of here.
Hey, man, there's still time left.
There's not.
If the Arsenal defend like the Crew.
I was going to say, is Arsenal the Crew? Because then there's time.
There's 5 minutes left plus a little stoppage time.
Not
the Crew
happening.
Give up 3 goals in that time span.
But that's not this team. By the way, I saw this. Artur, who plays for the Crew, he was talking to the media today. He just got back from a long injury, and we wish him well. He's a great player. I hope he can stay not injured and help contribute to this team. But he was asked about the tactics in the game. Like I was talking about the other day with the Crew, how bad they looked in that second half and why they abandoned trying to attack when they had a 1-goal lead. Artur said there were no tactics that caused them to do that. It wasn't like they changed what they were doing. They just didn't play well in the second half, he says. And that's fine. maybe that's, if that's true, then I blame all the players. Then I'm, all right, fine, if you're going to tell me that's the case. I actually tend to believe there were no tactics, like, at all. I think that's what he was actually saying, because it looked like they just had no plan out there. But he says it wasn't a game plan issue or a schematics issue with the coaches. It was the players just, what, packing it in? Not knowing what to do? I find that so hard to believe. But that's what one of the crew players is saying right now, is that it wasn't tactical, it was just us screwing up.
Who are they playing tomorrow?
Noble of you to take that on. I forget. I blanked on it. It's one of the teams they're chasing in the
one of thing. The teams.
I don't know.
Hold on.
Orlando's?
I'm looking.
Orlando coming? I can't.
I'm looking. They're playing New York City FC.
Oh, that's good. Defending
tomorrow,
champs.
7:30 over at lower.com.
Raise the banner.
Catch defending all the champs. Action right here on The Fan. Degenerate T-Bone is next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an accident causing some slowdowns blocking the right lane of 270 westbound after Route 315. Police and wrecker remain on scene trying to get things cleaned up, but plan on some heavy backups. You'll also find traffic is slow on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. That's a five-minute delay. This traffic report is sponsored by Family Dollar. At Family Dollar, they got more of what you want for back to school. Kickstart your day the right way with cereals from General Mills, Post, and Kellogg's. Fall back into fashion with the huge selection of apparel and footwear for the entire family. Family Dollar, helping you do more. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. If you walk into the stores now, they already have summer stuff on the shelves. They want to put you in a warm state of mind or anticipate that vacation to a warm weather climate. Then you walk outside and reality punches you in the sack. We've got a lot of winter left, kids. If your furnace takes a crap, call my guys at Care. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fat and happy. Hey, one out of two isn't bad. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Tool of the week is at 534. Send in your Twitter tools now at Man and Bone 971. Your chance to win fabulous prizes. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., it is Common Man and T-Bone weekend. Maybe you're saying, Common Man, I will not be listening to the radio at that time. Well, good news. It also drops in podcast form.
Ooh.
Make sure to subscribe to the feed, and you will get it. Degenerate T-Bone.
Common Man and T-Bones. Degenerate T-Bone.
Degenerate T-Bone.
T-Bone's Picks for the Weekend.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Choose between virtual or in-person appointments at 200-plus care sites, providing the finest care anywhere. OhioHealth.com/finest care.
Bone.
All right, man. Well, I thought after the trade deadline and all the moves that happened in Major League Baseball, let's take a look at where the odds were before the season for some of these big-time teams to win their respective leagues, so either American League or National League, what the odds were then and what they are now after the season is halfway over or more than halfway over, almost into the stretch run here, and you've had all the dust settle with all the new pieces getting added to these teams, all
right?
And
the nude pieces.
And the nude pieces, that's right. So here were the top three teams in the American League preseason. In talking about spring training,
got it.
Top three teams that you would have had to win the American League. Houston Astros were at +450. That was the best odds. You could get the lowest odds. Yankees were +525, and you are not going to be shocked to know your Chicago White Sox +550. How does that all look now? Well, the Yankees still ride up there +160. The Astros +175. Probably comes down to one of those two, right? The third team now in the mix is the Blue Jays at +600. And then after that, you have the Mariners +1,500. Your White Sox +1,700 to win the pennant this year. So not likely, obviously, but just interesting to check out how all that went after a season of poo. Not that they've been terrible, but definitely below expectations.
No, they
were poo for a long time.
Given what they should be, it has been a season of poo.
Yeah, that's right. They should be one of the best teams in Major League Baseball, and they're trying to claw back into that, but they are not there now.
Well, they made a lot of moves earlier this week, or they didn't make any.
No. They did the thing that they are famous for, and
I
love it.
They almost made moves.
They report all the moves they almost made. Like, they almost got Juan Soto.
Yeah, and then they worked on Shohei Ohtani. They worked on that.
Yeah.
At least they're working on things, according to the sources. The Guardians are working on nothing.
They're not.
It's like, well, we're almost in first place. Should we do something? Nah. Who cares?
By the way, the Guardians, their odds to win the American League, in case you are wondering, is +3,500. Also, the Rays They were one of the teams that had obviously one of the better odds to start off the season in the American League. They were just plus 650, right up there with all those other teams I mentioned. They have not had the season they wanted to. They are plus 2,500 right now to go ahead and win the American League outright. National League, it's not really that shocking, right? You had in the National League, you had the following teams as your top. Let's go with top five. Dodgers plus 275, Mets plus 500, Braves plus 600, Padres plus 650, Brewers plus 700. What's it look like now? Well, as of today, it is Dodgers plus 170, Mets plus 250, Padres still third best odds getter plus 500, Braves at plus 550.
I was going to say, it's probably all these same teams, right?
Yeah. The only one that's totally different there, and I mean, not that shocking, right? The Brewers are at plus 1,500 tied with the Cardinals, who I'm sure if we did a top six, they probably would have been right there too. But yeah, I mean, it's going to come down presumably to the Dodgers and Mets, probably in the NLCS, unless the Padres have something to say about it. Maybe that'll all change. Or, of course, the Braves are right there because they're the Braves, and they will probably break my little heart. Now, let's move on to the thing I know you're waiting for, which is my terrible English Premier League opening weekend bets, where you will lose all of your British pounds.
And,
yes, that's right. We'll start off with my new team. That is Leeds. They're my Premier League team this year. They're taking on Wolves at home Saturday, 10 a.m., Leeds gets it done, plus 135. That is the favorite odds. They are loaded this year, added so much talent. American players, American coach, Jesse Marsh, Brendan Aaronson, who's going to be a star for the U.S. national team this winter at the World Cup. Tyler Adams, who is already a star for that team, will be again for the World Cup. Anyway, they both play for Leeds. They're going to destroy Wolves. 2-1 is what I say, but it's going to be more dominant than the scoreline indicates. Plus 135. I say that's great. I'm taking it. Leeds gets the outright victory. The Queen's favorite team, Nottingham Forest.
Oh, I love Jizz.
I haven't officially signed Dutch target Jizz Horkamp, but they are hoping to, Horvath, I'm sorry.
No,
I don't know his last name.
It's Horncamp.
Horncamp, that's right.
You were right the first time.
I was right. Thank you, Queen.
Don't misidentify Jizz.
Thank you. Newcastle.
You can't miss Jizz.
Newcastle is... they're the favorite in this game, but I'm taking Nottingham Forest on the road with the upset win as they get their promotion back to the Premier League, plus 460. That's a risky bet, but I'll take it. Tottenham takes on Southampton at home. Tottenham's great, minus 290. They'll win that game. Chelsea on the road against Everton. They're still the favorite, minus 170. Chelsea will win that. Brentford against Leicester City. Brentford not the favorite, plus 270, but the Bees are good. Bet on the Bees, plus 270. And finally,
Bees.
West Ham is taking on Manchester City. Manchester City is like a minus 9,000 favorite, and that's because Manchester City is going to destroy everyone in the Premier League this year. Erling Haaland gets 3 goals in this game, and they win by a lot.
If you've missed anything from the first 2 hours of the program, we got you covered with the rundown. Coming up, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find that earlier accident has cleared from 270 westbound after Route 315. All lanes have reopened in that area, but traffic is still slow as it recovers. You'll also find some backups in westbound 670 between I-71 and 4th Street. Traffic is slow there as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Family Dollar. At Family Dollar, they get more of what you want for back to school. Kickstart your day the right way with cereals from General Mills, Post, and Kellogg's. Fall back into fashion with a huge selection of apparel and footwear for the entire family. Family Dollar, helping you do more. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. If you walk into the stores now, they already have summer stuff on the shelves. They want to put you in a warm state of mind or anticipate that vacation to a warm weather climate. Then you walk outside and reality punches you in the sack. We've got a lot of winter left, kids. If your furnace takes a crap, call my guys at Care. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
One is angry, the other one is bald.
What do you think I mean, bald? Bald! Bald, bald!
Here's Man and Bone.
Tool of the Week is coming up at 5:34. Send in your Twitter tools now at Man and Bone 971. I was looking at the broadcast television ratings for last night.
Okay.
I know I've said this before, but sometimes when I look at these numbers, I'm just surprised by how few people are watching broadcast television. You know, back in the 90s, if you had a sitcom draw 6 million people an episode,
yeah,
they would cancel it instantly.
Right.
They'd say, oh my God, this is terrible. Six million people.
6 million humans
now,
watching something.
They'd give you a parade and have spinoffs of that show. If you 6 million people to watch a sitcom anyway.
You'd probably get to direct the next Star Wars. Like,
yeah.
They'd be like, go ahead, you can do whatever you want.
Move over, J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, you're next.
Here are the top rated shows on broadcast television last night. The number one rated show, The Hall of Fame Game. The number two rated show, The Hall of Fame Game Pregame. The number three rated show, The Hall of Fame Game Weather Delay. Dead serious.
Good Lord.
Those are the top three shows.
Why are we watching that?
I mean,
there wasn't anything else you were like, you know what I'll do? I'll flip over and see what's going on. Are they flipping a house somewhere? Let me go check that out.
The Hall of Fame Game got 5.4 million people last night. By comparison, CSI Vegas, which was on CBS opposite the game, drew 1.7 million people.
Whew. That's something. Just to watch. Well, again, I'm not saying that that's the finest program in the world. It is the ninth or tenth version of CSI. How far are we away from
How about some brand new summer program? How about Big Brother?
Go ahead.
Big Brother was on before CSI Vegas, so 9 o'clock on CBS. 3.5 million for Big Brother.
All right. And what was, again, the rain delay? How much did that get?
4.1.
So a thing not happening in the NFL did better than a thing actually happening on a planned-out reality
show.
What
are we talking about here? We're talking about NFL uniforms, because for the most part, everyone who played in this game, you will never see again.
Yes.
Or you just saw them in the USFL.
Well, yeah, I'm guessing. Okay, so the answer is you've never seen them and will never see them again.
You've never heard of any of these people that were playing in this game last night.
Right, but it is football. And I know, like, I saw everyone tweeting this out, and rightfully so. There will not be a weekend without football between now and February.
And that's true.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
It is. There might be one. Well, there won't be because the NFL will have that if college doesn't, right?
Technically, this weekend, we won't have any football. But we had football yesterday.
That's right. Every week there will be football going forward.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So either way, all I'm saying is now we're getting into that stretch. But you're right. This is bad football that you're watching in this game last night. And in a lot of the games you're going to see in week one of the preseason. Are we still doing 3-game preseason now? We're not doing 4, are we?
3.
It is 3. So I forget how it went last year. Did we go game 2 for the big game? Or was it still game 3 was the one where everybody plays a half and it's dress rehearsal? Because I would think now.
I don't think there is a dress rehearsal anymore.
We're just kind of eliminated that.
I think we don't even do that.
Yeah, because I saw where my guy Zeke said he's not even playing in the preseason games, right. You know, which makes sense. Why does he need to play?
Yeah, and I know we talked about this earlier, but we can bring it up again. We, I guess, glossed over it, but why do the Browns want Deshaun Watson to play in the preseason again? What's the reasoning behind that?
He hasn't played in a year and a half or.
Great.
Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett has to play. He hasn't played much either in a year and a half, and he's got to go play the next time you actually play for real.
But
he's
can't
the
get
guy.
Hurt.
No, that's true. He can't. I guess that'd be the ultimate thing, wouldn't it? If Deshaun gets hurt, and then they'd be like, oh, yeah, we didn't play him at all this year. Yeah, because he blew out his ACL. Great.
I'm looking at some of these other shows. What is Welcome to Flatch?
Oh.
What is that?
Don't you asked the wrong question.
What
you asked the,
mean,
wrong,
asked the
question.
Wrong question.
Because
it was on twice last night on Fox.
Yeah, because every Crew fan now is going to be on your messages, on
Why?
Your DMs. Because that's the show that, like, 2 years ago when they changed. Remember when the logo changed and everybody was like, why did they change this logo? Right after that, this show, the previews for it came out and said, coming this fall to Fox. And it was Welcome to Flatch. It's set in a fictional town of Flatch, Ohio.
Oh, that's right. And the main character wears a bunch of Crew stuff.
The girl always wears Crew stuff, but it's the old logo, the circle logo. And people were asking, wait, is that why they changed? Because this is going to get cleared for this. I don't know.
Well, how many people do you think watched Welcome to Flatch last night?
700,000.
500,000. This is network television.
Network television, man.
This is network television. This show, The Flash, on the CW last night? Again, it's the CW, but it's still network television. 224,000 people.
Yeah. And what most people don't know about that show is it is just literally people walking in front of a camera and showing off what's underneath their long trench coat. And then they
run. Oh, is that what happens?
Yes, that's all it is.
That'd probably get a better number than 224,000 people.
That's a comic book hero show, by the way. Like, they're putting a lot of production into that. Instead, it's just like
that
someone walks
to me
goes,
at Spencer Gifts.
Just opens and closes. Yeah.
I was working the register at Spencer Gifts.
Oh, and someone flashed you?
I walked in with a trench coat, wanted to buy like a little, like a 25-cent smiley face pin with a personal check.
Okay.
And I said, I can't take a check for anything less than $10. Now, if you walked into a store and tried to write a check, they'd punch you right in the face. But back in the day, we used to have to take checks.
Yeah, I know. Right.
And so he didn't say a word. He put the pin down, opened up the trench coat. Mr. Johnson came out.
Hmm.
It was like 8:59. The mall closed at 9. I said, all right, we're closing.
It's amazing you got decimal points on that measurement. Good for you. 8:59. Let him live. Well done.
Oh, I see what you did. I was very confused there for a second. Yeah, he whipped it out. I measured it, Bone.
You
good
had
call.
A decimal system.
I got it.
Was that in inches or centimeters? Never mind. Let's just leave
it alone. Why do men do that?
I don't know.
Like, Timmy took out a footlong Slim Jim today. He's like, hey, you know what this is? Footlong Slim Jim. It's like, all right, why do we do that?
I don't know.
We play fart noises and we make jokes about penile length all the time.
That's right. It's just, you know what it is? I think I blame the culture. I was raised in just having a bunch of those just thrown in my face at all times, and now I can't get them out of my head. I figured you'd wait for all that.
Rundown.
Common Man and T-Bones, the Rundown. The Rundown.
The Browns plan to play Deshaun Watson in the preseason, so you can see him there. He's actually going to be wearing his tight orange bicycle shorts, though, in the preseason. That he's been wearing at practice.
They're not bicycle shorts. They're just the pants.
I know, but they look like bicycle shorts.
Right. Well, that's the style now. If you're like a really good player, you don't need knee pads. No one wears those anyways, but you don't need the pants to go over your knee. They go up halfway up your thigh.
All right. They open against the Jags next Friday. Reports circulating about the suspension deal that he turned down for the NFL and said, we'll take our chances with, you know, Sue Robinson. And it worked out. I guess they just didn't anticipate Roger Goodell saying, yeah, I don't want to do that. Throw that out. The deal that was offered to Deshaun Watson, 12-game suspension and a fine of $8 to $10 million. And I think now people look at the situation and say, you're lucky if you only get 12 games when this is all said and done. You should have taken the deal.
Well, right. And I was trying to figure out why would the NFL, you know, at the time, right, when they did this a couple days ago, where they said, we're going to appeal this situation. Yes, they can do it by the CBA, but I had thought Roger Goodell would say, you know, this is one of the first big times this new CBA punishment has been tested. Let's not throw the entire system out and basically say, haha, new system is just old system. We fooled you. Yay. You would think you would only reserve that for the most egregious of circumstances. And perhaps, I think it is, but what do I know? They've allowed him to sign one of the richest contracts in NFL history. I think this is pretty egregious, but I didn't know if the NFL would agree on that. What I'm wondering now, though, is the NFL doing this in part because they knew they had offered that deal prior to all of the arbitration? Deshaun Watson turned it down, and they said, all right, if you're going to turn down the deal we offer, prepare for more. And maybe that's to send a message to other players that if they run afoul of league rules, you can, when this time comes and they hire an independent person, maybe Roger Goodell and the owners want the message to be, you don't ignore our deal. You take our deal. Otherwise, if we don't like the ruling, we will make it far worse for you.
And you can't script this. The city of Cleveland is playing host to the American Massage Therapists Annual Convention later this month. They have denounced Deshaun Watson. Michael Phelps is going to be the keynote speaker. So this is a big deal. It's not like seven people standing around a folding table. This is going to be a big deal. Hundreds, if not thousands of people will attend. And this is what you have going on. No one believes in Tom Brady. Tom Brady's 45 years old. He wins 12 games pretty much every single time he goes out there. But Caesars Sportsbook said this. Buccaneer win total is 11.5. 87.8% of the action on that number is taking the under. You surprised?
Oh, I mean, I guess a little bit until you think about how gamblers think, and basically the idea always is, well, this trend cannot continue. Tom Brady is an outsized trend that should not be happening, right? Not that Tom Brady's not great, but in the world of gambling, Tom Brady at 45 being as successful as he has been is like watching a, I don't know, it's like watching Purdue go 11-0. And then in week 12 saying, what do you think they're going to do? I think they're going to lose because it doesn't make sense that they went 11-0. They far surpassed expectations in that regard. Tom Brady is not Purdue, but Tom Brady at this age, quarterbacks at this age don't do this. So it makes sense that at some point the fall off will occur. He cannot play forever, we don't think. Maybe this is that year. Seems like all the guys placing bets, all the guys and gals placing bets, they think that this is the year and people are short selling what he can do and what this team can do. Probably wrongly, because that's how this always goes with him. But maybe this is the year where it finally happens.
Common Man and T-Bones, the rundown. The rundown.
I was talking about the television ratings. Now that got me thinking about just some like random shows.
Okay.
From the 90s and what type of ratings they got. I don't have any answers for you.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to tell me you've started looking at that and you had something for us.
Oh, here it is. I'll have this for you.
Okay.
Here's a random NBC show, moderately successful, lasted a few seasons, but I don't think you have the DVD of Caroline in the City. Did you watch?
I remember Caroline in the
City.
Did you watch Caroline in the City? A few episodes here and there.
Leah Thompson.
Yes.
Was the star of Caroline in the City. They averaged in their first season an 18 rating. In 18. I'm trying to get the ratings back up from the other night and what I said from last night.
Yeah.
Last night for the Hall of Fame game at its peak was a 7.9.
God.
And that was the highest rated show on TV.
That's incredible. And just, I know everything's changed between
now and then.
There's so many different things now than there were back then, but that is pretty incredible.
The Welcome to Flatch on Fox got a 0.8 rating.
Ooh.
I don't think Welcome to Flatch is long for this world. I'm guessing that.
The other part of that is the budgets for these shows I don't think are the same either, right? Like, I think they spent a lot more back in the day to make some of these shows than they do now. But still, right, it's totally different landscape we're looking at.
I think we should all get together, rent out a movie theater, and just stream the entire first season of Caroline in the City together as a show.
How could it be? It can't be that bad, right?
Yeah, I know.
Or maybe it's
I remember it had some moments.
All right. Well, it probably did then.
What's next? Kyler Murray wouldn't make a good coach. I'll tell you why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some delays to watch out for. You'll find some backups on I-71 northbound between 670 and 11th Avenue. Traffic is still slow in that area. And more delays on 670 westbound between I-71 and 4th Street. Traffic is backed up there as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Family Dollar. At Family Dollar, they got more of what you want for back to school. Kickstart your day the right way with cereals from General Mills, Post, and Kellogg's. Fall back into fashion with a huge selection of apparel and footwear for the entire family. Family Dollar, helping you do more. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I had a little thing at the house recently. I went downstairs in the morning. The furnace was totally dead. Even for a guy that endorses an HVAC company, still made me nervous. How long would it be until I could get someone here? How much is it going to cost me? All the usual questions. Kristen called up Care at 7:55. They were in the house by 9. Problem fixed by 9:45. And it's not because I'm me. They hate me. It's because that's what they do. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And from every dime a dog night in the Midwest.
Because he's fat.
Here's Man and Bone.
Happy Friday. 3 hours a day, every single day. We're here for you. Be here for us. You ungrateful bastards. We're here for you.
That's right. I saw this, Mike, and speaking of being there for you, this sport is coming back at a time where I think we need it.
Okay.
We didn't talk about this the last few days, but it's been percolating. It's on the internet. Slam ball is back.
Oh, thank God.
Back,
I need
baby.
Some trampoline basketball.
I'll tell you what, of all the like alternative, weird, dumb things that have come through the sports world, right? Celebrity boxing, I would put it in that category. We just saw today. Extreme pogo stick jumping was on ESPN because it's Ocho Day. This is one of the few of those sports or quasi sports that I said, as soon as I watched this the first time, I was like, you know what? I'm in on this. I like it. I enjoyed it. I was sad when it went away many years ago. But Mason Gordon, who founded the game, which is a cool title just to have, right? That you founded a game that people enjoy. But he said the sport is returning in 2023. He said there have been all kinds of people clamoring for Slam Ball to come back. There's been hashtag bring back Slam Ball media viewed over 200 million times in the last 12 months. So I'm ready to announce next summer Slam Ball is coming back live. And he makes a good point because he goes on to talk about how our attention span is different. Sports, you know, 3-4 hour games, while they still do good numbers in the NFL and all that, what's also very needed right now is something you can watch in a half hour. You can watch very quickly. Slam Ball games last 20 minutes. So you can do it in a half hour TV show. But yeah, if you've never watched this, they have the trampolines in the court. You run around like a basketball player, but you have pads on. You have like a little kind of helmet thing, like a soft helmet. But then you basically run and jump on the trampolines and try to dunk the basketball. It's like all dunking, no shooting. There's like a gunner and a stopper, and it's a hybrid of 9 different sports, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. It's not going to replace basketball anytime soon, but it's not meant to.
And I was going to read you a story about how Cliff Kingsbury was calling plays at practice and wasn't very good at it, but who cares? Kyler Murray was calling plays at All right.
I think that's over. I think that's done.
That's the edit. What I was saying was, we were talking about sitcoms in the last segment, right?
Yeah.
Then I started looking. Now, this is just one network on one night. Must-see TV, NBC Thursday night lineup.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day. Friends, starting in the 95-96 season, was 8 o'clock Thursday night. That was the first show on must-see TV.
Okay.
They had a variety of shows that followed them throughout their run on NBC. How many do you think you can name?
Oh, I have no idea. I barely watched when
you didn't
Friends
watch,
was on.
You didn't watch must-see TV?
No, we were more of an ABC family, and I just, I don't know. But I'll take a stab at it because I know what shows were on NBC.
All right, Teddy, I want you to chime in, too. I want you to tell me if you remember watching this show. 95-96, two shows were on after Friends during the course of that season at 8:30. One was The Single Guy. Do you remember The Single Guy?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Who was, do you
that
remember?
That was Jonathan Silverman.
Yes, that's who I was thinking of, actually. Yeah.
I do not remember this at all. I mean, I obviously know The Family Guy, but that's a different show.
No, The Single Guy. I remember watching that show. It wasn't a bad show. Boston Common. Do you remember that show, Teddy?
That does not sound familiar.
You know what? I was going to say I remember it, but I think I'm thinking of Boston Legal.
That is a different show entirely.
Yes. William Shatner.
I remember Boston Common.
Who was on that?
It was, I forget the guy's name. It was another stand-up comedian. Anthony Clark. Do you remember him?
No.
He's kind of a hillbilly.
Nope. No idea.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The hillbilly. Now I remember.
Oh, now you remember, right, Ted?
my people. I know exactly what you're talking about now.
How about Suddenly Susan? Did you watch Suddenly Susan?
Yes.
Susan Sarandon.
No.
That was Brooke Shields. Right?
Brooke Shields. That's right.
Yes, that's right.
Suddenly Susan. And the guy who killed himself was on that show, too, right?
Huh?
Oh.
One of the main cast members on that show.
Like
killed
in
himself.
In the show?
No, in real life he killed himself.
Oh, so much worse. Yeah. Okay, good. Sorry to hear that.
Union Square. I remember the title. I watched a lot of TV.
No.
I don't remember anything about Union Square.
I can't tell you a thing about that show.
Who was in that show? No one we've ever heard of.
Great. I guess that's why it was so successful.
All right. Union Square. Don't remember you. Just Shoot Me.
Very nice. Yeah, remember that. One of the greats.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's one of the greats,
but
I mean,
it was a great show.
It was on
very
for
funny.
A long time. How many seasons do you think Just Shoot Me was on?
I have the answer. I'm going to say 8.
8, yeah.
7 is the answer.
Okay.
145 episodes for Just Shoot Me.
I'm trying to think of, like, who was, because I think of Just Shoot Me, I think of David Spade. But
that was George Segal was
George
the,
Segal,
the main
right.
guy.
Who were the other main characters on that, or the main actors? Because I remember there was, like, there was a woman with brunette hair that
yes I don't
was,
remember her name but she had like heavy like caterpillar eyebrows
okay
Wendy Malick.
But yeah okay that's right
we spent too much time on Just Shoot Me right, moving
I
on.
Like Just Shoot Me so fine just
Jesse don't remember Jesse at all
the only Jesse I know of is the Disney show that I'm sure is not what you're talking about I don't remember this
no
at all.
This is different this is Christina Applegate
oh
Jesse
nope I had no idea
nope
Lasted 2 seasons, 42 episodes. Don't remember it at all. Daddy-O. I only remember it because it was bad.
I don't recall any of that.
The guy from The Shield.
Michael Chiklis.
Yeah. Right, Chiklis, whatever his name is.
Chiklis, that guy.
18 episodes, 9 unaired.
Oh, that bad, huh?
Yeah.
They just said, never mind on this.
No bueno for Daddy-O.
Yeah.
Cursed. I don't remember that one at all.
No.
Nope.
And again, these shows aired after Friends.
You think they would do pretty well.
You had like 30 million people just sitting there waiting for another show.
Hoping for anything.
Steven Weber from Wings was cursed.
Was it cursed?
Chris Elliott.
Oh, yeah, the guy from the Tostitos
commercial. Nice cast. Only made it 12 episodes.
That's how I will always remember Chris Elliott, as the guy who brought Tostitos to his audit. And then the entire accounting firm went crazy, and then he still got audited. Yeah. That's if you have to be a very specific age to remember that specific dumb commercial.
Inside Schwartz. Do not remember that at all.
No.
That is Breckin Meyer. 13 episodes, 5 unaired.
Who's Breckin Meyer?
You'd know him if you saw him. He's been
it's a him. I didn't know. Yeah. I couldn't tell you about it. I didn't know who that was.
Leap of Faith. Don't remember that one either.
Was that based on the movie?
No. Regina King was in. Meadows was in this.
Okay. I don't remember it.
Number of episodes, 6. Jesus.
Oof. Not good.
Scrubs.
I've heard of that.
Hey.
I've heard of it.
I know you should watch the dumbest show in the world, but I actually enjoyed it quite
a chance,
much.
Yeah,
quite a bit.
Good Morning Miami. I don't remember that one either.
I have no idea.
39 episodes, 9 unaired.
Yeah.
It was a morning show. It was based on a morning show in Miami.
Right.
Okay.
Got it.
What else? Will and Grace.
That one worked out.
4 Kings. The hell is that?
What was
13 episodes, 6 unaired. Seth Green, 4 Kings.
Seth Green was in that?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I do not recall that at all. Any others?
These shows didn't get a lot of ratings, but probably higher than ours right now because everybody's just tuned out as I read. This is like Rimmer reading the box scores. What did Common Man do on the show today? Read a list of failed 90s NBC sitcoms?
That's right.
Man, that show's jumped the shark.
People keep saying, I've got a few tweets here saying that most of the network shows right now are reruns, but Welcome to Flatch is actually pretty funny. So I guess that was a
rerun. I'm not saying it's not funny. What I'm saying is no one's watching it.
Well, no, they're saying no one's watching because these are reruns. People have already seen this. They're not tuning in to watch it.
Should we pull up some repeat numbers back in the day and what they used to get?
I know that, but people nowadays have a lot more options. I get what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it'll be like a million if it wasn't a rerun.
Yeah, I'm sure Welcome to Snatch is going to stay on.
I knew you were waiting for that.
I'm just saying, I'm sure it's going to stay on.
Yeah, probably is.
Tool of the Week is next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an accident causing some backups on Wilson Road at Fisher Road. Please be careful in this area as cars begin to build. You'll also find traffic is slow on I-71 northbound between 670 and 11th Avenue. Plan on backups there as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Family Dollar. At Family Dollar, they got more of what you want for back to school. Kickstart today the right way with cereals from General Mills, Post, and Kellogg's. Fall back into fashion with a huge selection of apparel and footwear for the entire family. Family Dollar, helping you do more. Elmianna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. If you walk into the stores now, they already have summer stuff on the shelves. They want to put you in a warm state of mind or anticipate that vacation to a warm weather climate. Then you walk outside and reality punches you in the sack. We've got a lot of winter left, kids. If your furnace takes a crap, call my guys at Care. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Troll of the Week.
Sponsored by the Lion's Den.
The best tool, according to us, gets a $50 Buffalo Wild Wings gift card. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. Chiz Horn Camp. Christian says, my guys.
Excuse me.
My tool of the week is myself. I didn't stick out the 90-minute weather delay on Wednesday night for the crew when they were winning 1-0 and could only conclude that had my friend and I stayed, the crew would have won. Oh, well, try again Saturday.
See, I actually think it is the opposite. You made the right call by saying 1-0, we're up.
If you didn't see it, it didn't happen.
That's right.
Jeffrey says, my guys.
Excuse me.
My tool of the week is the D-bag who stole checks out of our mailbox and forged them and cashed them for $300 more than they were written for. And the tool who accepted the checks because they were clearly forged. Yes, we're probably the only people who still write checks. That happened to me not too long ago, friend. Oh. And it was for much more than $300, too. They got me for a couple grand because they changed the amounts of the check.
Did they get you or did you get the money back?
What happened? After about 6 months, I got the money back.
Oh, jeez. It's almost like that technology is flawed. Maybe we should do something better than do that.
What do you want from me? Jeffrey says, my jizz horn camps.
He's the senior hurler.
My tool of the week is all the people acting like Deshaun Watson is a victim. He's not a victim. He's a terrible person. Hashtag not my guy.
Yep.
With arms wide open. With arms wide open, says my guys.
It's called cabbage.
My tool is bone for using an analogy to rip Bryson DeChambeau's bad analogy and making all of our brains hurt. It's like a mouse driving a car, and the car is a Tesla. The Tesla needs a charge, but there's only a 9-volt battery from a smoke detector, GTH.
I get it. My stuff's not for everybody. It's all right.
Just take it. Your stuff's not for me either.
Yeah, I know.
Lucky Van Spronston says, my tool of the week is Timmy, Man, and T-Bone for not knowing that
Kiss?
Put blood into the ink of their comic book published by Marvel Comics in 1977.
I did not know that.
When were we talking about this?
We said something about blood the other day.
I don't remember.
We definitely were having a bodily fluids discussion, and I can't remember what else came of that, but yeah, that's right. Okay, I did not know that. I'm going to make a comic book with Jizz Horncamp.
Mm. Paul says, my guys.
Brandon Jones.
My tool of the week is myself for not getting the $200 box. I thought I was going to be busy last Monday, ended up doing literally nothing. I also purchased two of your red t-shirts in different sizes because I'm a fluctuating fat ass.
Now, that is a planner. Good job, Paul. Sorry you didn't get to come out to the event.
Chet Hanks says, my guys. Don't stop believing. My tool of the week is Rutger for embarrassing the Big Ten once again by selling their season tickets at Costco.
Mm.
On the other hand, maybe this is the future to keep ticket prices low. Either way, hashtag GTH, hashtag you're lucky to be here.
Here's what I know. If we ever had the member system that we proposed earlier in the week, Rutger tickets, no matter how cheap they are at Costco, would still be half off for a member.
Swing Pin says, my guys.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
My tool of the week is anyone who cheered about Watson only getting a 6-game suspension. At worst, he's a sexual predator. At best, he is a creep and misogynist. Get it?
Ah, yeah.
They can all hashtag GTH.
Good job, Swing Pin.
Byron Guy says, my guys. My tool of the week is T-Bone. I went to Giant Eagle today to buy your beer, and they looked at me like I was an incompetent moron. Thanks, Bone.
Well, why am I getting that?
Because we told people to go and get it.
No, but why just me? You told them too.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's not our fault. There was a problem with the stocking and the UPC code.
I'm fine with being mad at us for this telling people, getting their hopes up, and it didn't happen. I get it. We're the voice of that. I was half of the voice, not the whole voice. You were the other half.
All right. Next week, next Monday or Tuesday, at your local Giant Eagle, they will have it.
I'll be sure to go.
Meat Sweats says, my Michelin men.
You got them all hot.
My tool of the week is Bone for getting me excited for a new beer tonight.
What is happening?
I was even in the process of sweet-talking the wife to make a one-hour-long round trip for me while I'm at work so I can avoid rush hour. Don't think I'll be able to convince her again.
Well, I guess the only answer is...
These people are going to get divorced because they can't drink the beer tonight, Bone.
I guess so.
It's all your fault.
I guess it just shows that I must be more popular on social media because I tweeted something similar to what you tweeted and everyone saw mine and didn't see yours.
That's because they can't help but like me. I'm just a very likable guy.
That's right. That's what I think of when you talk about eating people.
Jeff says, my kitties.
I like you. You brought me again into the FIFA.
My tool of the week is T-Bone for almost dropping the F-bomb yesterday, and his reaction made me laugh so hard I went left to center. You made me be the idiot on 270.
Don't do that.
Thanks.
I almost went left to center into the graveyard of former show hosts here. That's what happened to me yesterday.
J.D. Smith says, my guys.
Are you trying to keep us out of Del Boca Vista?
My tool of the week is the person behind me on the way home from work last night. I was doing the speed limit, and this idiot was riding my tail with brights on. Then they passed me and brake checked me, almost causing a 70-mile-an-hour wreck at 1 a.m. for fun. Tool, hashtag GTHM.
Yeah, you can't get...
I'm sorry for doing that.
I want to point out, if you're out driving past, like, I don't know, let's say midnight, then you can't expect every person on the roads to be going 80 miles an hour. Some people are just tired from whatever they've been doing. Hopefully nothing else. But yeah, if they're keeping it on the straight and narrow and going a little slower, just calmly go around them and get past them as quick as you can.
Will says, my guys.
You need a Hummer.
My tool of the week is you guys are getting me all excited to start my 40th birthday weekend with your new beer. Then to find out it's only at Giant Eagles far from me. Then it turns out it won't be there till Monday. Must be nice to dangle the carrot and snatch it away. Must be nice.
That's right. Thanks for working in a few good words there.
Corporate sends an email to us.
Yep.
It's like, oh, yeah, well, no harm, no foul. Won't be there till Monday. It's like, yeah, no harm for foul for you, huh?
No.
Because you idiots didn't have to go on the radio and tell people to plan their weekend around this beer.
We promoted it. We talked about it. And it's, you know what? By the way, I take all the tools of the week. My problem with all the way this has gone down is we just wanted you to have our beer. That's it. If we didn't tell you, that would also be bad, right? Because you barely want it.
Buy it, don't buy it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Bub says, tool of the week is Ric Flair for having another match. We all know his last match was WrestleMania 24 versus Shawn Michaels. The newest last match was hard to watch. Let the woo and our memories of you in your prime cutting and strutting retire for good.
That's right.
Bruce Pearl says, my guys.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
My tool of the week is me for eating way too much El Vaquero last night and then deciding it was a great idea to go on a 4-mile walk. Nothing like margarita and queso sloshing around in your stomach for hours. This morning on the John, it didn't feel much better. Well, at least you weren't like Spielman who had to go crap in the woods and then wiped himself with poison oak.
I forgot all about that. Oh, that's a horrible... Oh, God, that's so terrible.
Pleasure.
There you go. Monday.
Pleasure sauce, says my guys.
Hello?
What's that? Joe Paterno?
Hello?
My tool of the week is the low-flying dirt squirrel who promised crushable ale at the Giant Eagle and couldn't pull it off. Man, people are pissed at us.
I know.
I was going to enjoy it while watching Corgi racing on the Ocho, hashtag GTH.
Yeah, that dog won't hunt, literally.
Ninja Lock says, my guys.
You say goodbye, I say hello.
Tool of the week is Common Man. I am now a Twitter twat just to interact with the show. My first tweet ever was Would You Rather and Common Man Would Rather Not have read my tweet. If I thought that one...
I thought of that one for months.
I thought of that one for months.
There you go.
I didn't read his tweet yesterday.
I guess not.
I get a lot of tweets, Ninja Lock.
That one's tough.
I'm very sorry, but I read your tweet poorly today.
That's a tough one. I'll handle it.
Who?
Don't worry about it.
Why?
We landed on the moon. Dumb and dumber. Idiot. Learn how to read. Done with you. I got summer reading programs everywhere for people like you. Go get one. Go get a free pizza and learn how to read a book.
Pick a winner.
I'm going to go with... Where did the tweet go? I had it. So hang on. I'll find it. Paul, who wanted to buy our box and then decided he was going to be too busy, didn't buy it, bought two shirts anyway. Paulie Two Shirts wins today.
Go to hell.
Paul gets a $50 Buffalo Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings gift card.
You've had two pair of gloves this entire time? Yeah. We're in the Rockies.
This is what we're doing.
I'd say you've had too much of our beer, but you can't get the beer.
You obviously haven't because you can't get it. Definitely not that.
I have some at my desk, actually. How do you know I haven't been nipping on it today?
Yep.
Put some cough medicine in it, too.
Grandpa's cough medicine?
Pull over. It's a cardigan. Thanks for noticing, Timmy Hall. The favorite thing Timmy's ever done is where he yells cardigan at me, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that on a show? He's like, oh, I meant pull over. I screwed up the line. Yeah, you did. I don't know what to do with it when you just yell cardigan at me.
It's a pullover, but thanks for asking.
Thank you. Yes, and he hates it because you can't unzip it all the way.
All right, back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an accident still being worked on Wilson Road at Fisher Road. Please be careful as traffic continues to build in that area. You'll also find some slowdowns on I-70 downtown split eastbound between the 71-315 West Split and Livingston Avenue. This traffic report is sponsored by Pirani's Hockey World. Got some old hockey gear you've been looking to get rid of? Sideline Swap will be on hand the last 2 days of the Pirani's Hockey World annual summer sale event in Westerville, August 4th to the 14th, to purchase your lightly used sports gear. Don't miss it. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I looked down in the shower today and saw that my genitals are still living inside me. That means winter is still here. Too much information? Too bad. I promise I'll never talk about my hibernating dong again. If you call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure it's as warm as you want. Maybe even your cash and prizes will be so comfortable they'll pop out and say hello. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show, coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hull.
Hello, oh, Timmy. You guys. Happy Friday, Bone Man.
Hey, Timmy. You still an idiot?
You still are.
You're still an idiot. Apparently
well,
so.
Before the show, there was a big argument here at the radio station.
Mm.
And as we're known to do, it's a stupid argument about nothing. Mm-hmm. Or in this case, about how Timmy doesn't like Clif Bars. And this has aggravated Bone.
Well, let's back up, because what happened was we actually started off like most things
in
life.
We're on a level playing field.
We found that we had a lot more in common than we did different from each other. And then we focused on the minute differences, and that has caused a schism and a fracture.
A chasm?
Yeah, now it's a chasm. Now it's a Grand Canyon, as far as I'm concerned.
Now we're gone.
And when I'm hiking the Grand Canyon, I would be eating a delicious Clif Bar, and you apparently would be vomiting it all over the trail. I don't know what's going on.
You know what? Next time there's a good rock movie coming out, I'm not calling you. You can take your Clif Bars and do what you want to do. So
I see.
I came in because I've been going on and on and on about how the wife, and with the rising food costs and everything, she still feels the need to buy these natural, just souped up granola bars. You take a walk down that granola bar aisle now. It is a long way from just the... What are they? The Chewy bars, the
Chewies.
Old just Chewbos,
I still get the Chewies. Brand.
Yeah, Quaker Chewy.
Quaker Chewies, and then they got the Chewy dips with the chocolate dips.
Delicious.
Give those to a 4-year-old, throw that in the backseat, see what turns up from that, by the way. But
there's like
17 million kinds of granola, and the more to the right you go, you could spend $16 on a box of these damn things. So I found a brand that was in like the $5 to $6 range, Kodiak. It's got a nice grizzly bear.
Yeah, I remember when they made Chew back
pretty
in the
good.
Day. That was one of my favorite. Rusty Wallace used to have them on their car.
It's
great. Yeah. Get a little Chew on there. That's great.
So we both found out we love those. And I know I was lamenting how they're way better than the crappy Clif Bars. And then I went nuts on them.
But T-Bone's reaction, too, was like you had called his mom a whore.
I love Clif Bars. I don't know.
You don't like Clif Bars.
Well, it was just like when you, because you didn't say it like, you know, personally, I've never really enjoyed them. You just said it like, a lot better than those. I mean, you got to be basically homeless before you need a Clif Bar. And I'm hold on a second. I didn't know Clif Bars were so hated. I had no idea.
I don't understand how someone likes a Clif Bar. I just thought it's something that
you
eat because... I'm out here hiking. I got my staff and I got my boots laced up. I'm hitting the trails.
Staff? Are you Moses?
Don't eat a Clif Bar.
You shall not pass.
That's not Moses. That's Gandalf.
Different
book.
Gandolfini.
Still devoted.
Gandolfini. Yeah, that's right. He's a wizard mobster.
Hey, you got the Gabagoochie. You gotta come over here and talk about your mama. Nobody like our show ends. Hey, look at that deal.
Ian McKellen chatting with James Gandolfini.
Now I have to watch this show. Yeah, stupid.
Yeah. Why are you talking like that?
How did SNL not do Gandolfini?
Right,
you
yeah.
are not a real wizard.
Oh, Lord. Anyway.
Oh, boy. So anyway, Cliff well, Bars. Yeah, I thought people just ate those because, yeah, it's healthy. It's packaged in a little wrappy thingy. I'm going to take it out, put it in my hip pouch.
Yeah.
It's take soft a 4 mile hike and then eat the hate eat this thing. Oh, I got my protein in me now.
Why do you want to eat like a piece of wood? I mean, I agree that the stiff granola bars with all the crumblies, those are fine. But a chewy granola bar is delicious. Like a no bake oatmeal cookie. Those are awesome.
That's not good.
What are you talking about? Oatmeal no bakes are fantastic.
No bake is another word for cookie that sucks.
Oh,
a cookie that's good is baked and it's got lots of sugar and flour. It's good.
You know
it's
what?
Been baked.
I was going to ask Mike to settle that and tell me if an oatmeal no bake is any good, but you know what? I don't care because I don't care who likes them. They're delicious. And Cliff Bars, I hope you hate them because there's more for me.
More for you.
Yeah.
Hope you have the money to, well, you do. Must be nice. Be able to afford all these Cliff Bars.
I knew I was waiting for
these beers.
What is coming up? We don't buy the beers. We just make the beers.
Oh, you got yours for free? I did not know that. I was paying, so that will change.
What's coming up on the Buckeyes show?
Coming up tonight, our friend Pat Murphy for some beers and Buckeyes, more camp observations, day two. Lots of talking about the running back room tonight, Power 5. I'm doing burgers in the Power 5 again. Not in town, national burgers, best I've ever had. Fast food or fast cash. And
are you going to do your top five, but it's really going to be seven, like all your other top fives?
Why a tie for third? Yes, that's correct.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Idiot. Buckeyes Show, top of the hour. Back page. Let's do it.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone.
Well, man, this is some good news. The Great Barrier Reef in Australia has for years been losing the cover of the coral that, you know, the reef is like the part that the coral makes. The coral are the active living organisms that cover the reef throughout parts of the year. And so those numbers have been declining. The coral reef has been bleached. It has been losing its color. Just very bad. Not a good sign for
bleached.
Mother Earth. Yeah, this is
that's
all bad. These are things, right? So they have a
bleaching.
This is a UNESCO World Heritage listed site. So they have done everything they can to try to make it better and bring it back. Now,
what?
The good news is,
Tim, stop looking at me, you idiot.
2/3 of the coral reef is now covered in coral on the Great Barrier Reef. This is the highest number they've seen in 36 years. Let them live. Good stuff. Are you
he's
all
like
right
a child.
Over there?
He's mouthing bad words to me.
I know. Yeah, I see him over there, and it's great. And I got to tell you.
Save the shenanigans for your own show. This is a professional show that we're trying to do here, right?
This is the only that's time right. I get.
What are you talking about? You can't do a whole segment on how Jizz Hornkamp was almost a Buckeye?
Mm-hmm. You never know. He's got. Oh, I think he's got some eligibility left.
He's going past the NCAA level.
That's right.
You need to stop off here.
Buckeye shows up next. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some delays to watch out for. You'll find traffic is slow on 71 northbound between 670 and 11th Avenue. Traffic is still backed up in that area, and an accident has cleared from Wilson Road at Fisher Road, but traffic is still slow as it recovers. This traffic report is sponsored by Dairy Queen. DQ presents how to experience the new DQ Reese's Take 5 Blizzard. First, see and smell the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Caramel, Peanuts, and Pretzels, and finally taste it. The new Reese's Take 5 Blizzard. DQ Happy Taste Good. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I looked down in the shower today and saw that my genitals are still living inside me. That means winter is still here. Too much information? Too bad. I promise I'll never talk about my hibernating dong again. If you call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure it's as warm as you want. Maybe even your cash and prizes will be so comfortable they'll pop out and say hello. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
From the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus. The Fan.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. We should sell shares of this show. Ownership
but,
shares
but
of this
no
show.
But you have no say in it?
No,
is that
you have
what
no
saying?
Say in it.
All right.
But we can print out a little certificate. You can hang it on your wall.
Oh, that'd be, I think that'd be great.
I own a piece of Man and Bone.
Actually, here's what I'll take it a step further. Why sell stock? We will sell off paper representations of our body parts. Not like, I don't mean they'll be in the shape of the body part, unless you want that. But I just mean like, I will give you a share. It'll be worth a lot, but you can buy one of my feet. You're not actually going to have, like the Packers, you have no voting power over what I do with my feet or my eyeballs or anything like that. But if you want to be like the owner of my eyeballs in name only, only on a piece of paper.
I'll do better than that.
I'll sell all that off. I don't care.
I'll do
care.
Better than that. I'll give you a certificate that says you own a piece of me. And in the envelope, I will give you a short and curly with the DNA bulb attached. I will yank it out and put it in there.
What do you mean the DNA?
Well, you know,
what does that even mean?
There's a little bulb on the end of it, whatever
that's
the hell they call that.
DNA bulb?
Well, whatever the hell that little flesh bulb is.
You think that's where the DNA is on your hair?
I'm just saying.
It's like an onion? It's at the end?
You
it's
have
that
a share.
Bulb?
You have a share of me, and if you have the ability, you could clone me with the little DNA bulb that I give you. And I could just be in your home. The clone version of me doing the show.
I like to picture somebody chopping up your DNA bulbs to then throw in a nice salad or maybe into some kind of sauce they're making.
It's like
add some
it's
flavor.
Like the,
it's like an onion.
The pube onion.
Yeah. Because
it's below the surface. You harvest it. It's below the surface. Maybe a turnip. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.